licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
The following is a presentation of WGCH Sports. First in sports.
Wilson with a straight drop. Looks left, fires high. Bobble caught. McCulty, 40, 30, down the left sideline. Hudson with a man to beat. To the 20, 15, 10, 5, trip, touchdown.
The Greenwich Cardinals have won the 2006 Class AA State Championship. Game over. Your 2007 state champions are the Greenwich Cardinals.
It's Longy to the near side. Breaks it down the left sideline with a man to beat. 20, 10. Showtime! Touchdown, Greenwich!
This is Greenwich Cardinals football. And now with all the upcoming action, here are Rob Adams and his broadcasting team.
From Pratt & Whitney Stadium at Rentschler Field in East Hartford, it's the 2022 CIAC Class AA Championship, and we're so proud to bring it to you on WGCH tonight. As the Greenwich Cardinals at 10-2 take on the number 5 seeded Fairfield Prep Jesuits at 9-3. Sean Saylor's producing here with us tonight. Sean Kilkelly in the studio. Chris Irway alongside of me. I'm Rob Adams. We're at the finish line. Time to drive it across.
It is an absolute honor and pleasure to be with you here, Rob, and what a sight we have tonight here being at Rentschler Field, Pratt & Whitney Stadium. We had a chance to be on the field, see both teams up close and personal, and I think at the end of the day, both these teams are ready. I mentioned last week this would be a revenge game for the Cardinals, and I want to step back on that a little bit. I think it's more of a redemption story. When we look at that quarterfinal game last year, when Jack Wilson gets knocked out of that game, back-to-back fumbles, two touchdowns put on the board for Fairfield Prep when Greenwich had all the momentum, and that was really it. That was the end of the game. Greenwich couldn't come back. Talking to Coach Anthony Morello in pregame, everyone on this football team is healthy, with the exception of Dan Fox, who's been out the whole year. He's the only inactive for the Greenwich Cardinals. So you're going to see them at full strength today, leaving everything out on this field.
And that's the word that Tony Morello kept saying to us on the field. We're ready.
We're ready.
That's all he kept saying.
I think the other big piece is, he also said, what's better than this? Right? And I think he said it. One of these two teams is going to win. But the experience that you have for the rest of your life, these kids, these athletes coming out on the field, as we see Fairfield Prep getting ready to come out carrying their flags.
And there's a history between these two teams.
Yeah.
Not just the last year game, but a history that dates all the way back to 1982 when the Cardinals and Fairfield Prep met in the state championship and the Jesuits won that game 18-6. They met again 6 years later in the Class AA championship. Fairfield Prep, a single touchdown, winning 7-0. Third time tonight here at the Rent.
Cardinals looking to come away with a victory led by their quarterback, Jack Wilson. The senior has had a tremendous season. 147 completions on the year for just over 2,200 yards, right at 60% completion percentage, 25 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions, and don't forget the running game of Jack Wilson. He hasn't had a lot of designed quarterback runs this year, which he had a lot of last year, but a ton of success in that jumbo formation, scoring touchdowns on the ground inside the 5-yard line. 13 rushing touchdowns for Jack Wilson. Of course, it's easy to do that when you have running backs like Jack Konigsberg, George Vombalakis, who each have over 800 yards rushing and a combined 25 touchdowns.
And the Cardinals will try to lean on them all night. The rushing game has been their bread and butter, but you've got a quarterback, as we alluded to, in Wilson, who has just been so effective all year. Interesting to see what wrinkles he has tonight. On the other side, Fairfield Prep, they like to run the ball. Their key running back, I know his dad well, is Wally Wyszyski.
And Wyszyski, over 1,000 yards on the year, along with 10 touchdowns. Malachi Mercer-Robinson as well, a 230-pound running back, almost 800 yards on the year, and 9 touchdowns. And, of course, talk about junior quarterback Tyler Smith, 147 completions, nearly 1,700 yards, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Fairfield Prep is not afraid to throw the football. They're going to need to do it here today, because if you look at the last two games for the Greenwich Cardinals, it's been very easy against Hampden and Glastonbury, two teams that don't like to throw the football. They were one-dimensional against the Cardinals, and they were able to get it done. Fairfield Prep, after a 1-3 start, has just rallied off victory after victory after victory, and they're certainly prepared for this state title game.
But Tyler Smith did throw four touchdowns last week, so he can throw the ball. Sometimes the Cardinals' secondary has been a little bit of an Achilles heel. How well do they play tonight as the Cardinals get ready to take the field?
I think if you're Coach Keith Hellstrom, you have to be aggressive. Push that ball down the field, down the seam. That's where the Cardinals have been vulnerable with the corners and the safeties, that front seven of Greenwich. I mean, it's going to be tough sledding for both teams to run the football tonight. They're aggressive, fast-moving defenses.
Here come the Cardinals getting to run through a banner that says, "Go Big Red, Cardinals fly together," cheerleaders down on the field. And I thought the field, you said it was a little slippery. I thought the field was in tremendous shape.
It is in tremendous shape, especially for being real grass. That being said, there's a crisp in the air. There's just a little bit of dew. I think you're going to see a really well-fought game here tonight. You may see a slip or two here and there, but again, the type of equipment these teams have and invested in, they're not going to have a problem on the field.
Teams are being introduced at this time. The Jesuits across the way in a line. The Cardinals have just busted through the banner, led by Matthew Trimmer. Sean Cowie was right alongside him. Sean posted a nice tweet earlier this week about our coverage, and that was really, you know, the response to us doing this game has been really very nice.
I got a follow from George Vombalakis earlier, so that was nice.
There you go.
Of course, these two teams just powerhouses in their respective conferences, and it is great to see all the fans that have come out to Rentschler Field to support their squads.
The Cardinals, as they always do, go and take a moment at the opposite end zone. When they come into the field on the sideline, they will kneel for a moment of silence. Some of them already complete with their thoughts head back to the sideline, and Tony Morello rocking no sleeves, short sleeves tonight.
I had a feeling he was going to pull something out. He does like to do that. And, you know, it's always nice across the way. You see the Hail Jimmy 85 banner. I mean, just unbelievable from Fairfield Prep and in remembrance.
I got to be at Fairfield Prep senior night for the their game against West Haven on Thanksgiving Eve. And it was a good look at the Jesuits that night, but a look at the love of that, you know, that community for the football team and for, you know, everything that's gone on.
Looks like these captains are getting ready, and they'll do
so our national anthem sounds out. We'll get ready for the coin toss. We'll shoot it aside for a moment, take a break, come back here, and we'll get things going. The state championship is on deck. Greenwich, Fairfield Prep, back to East Hartford in a moment. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Steve Longo, Greenwich High, class of 2001. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Back here in East Hartford, the captains down at midfield, Jake Kiernan, Matt Trimmer, Dominic DeLuca, and Jack Wilson on the field for the Cardinals to handle coin toss duties.
CIC is heads, Hunter Hughes is tails. Call it loud so everyone can hear.
You can almost hear the official through our mic.
To be fair, we are a bit higher up than normal.
Yes. All right, Fairfield Prep has won the toss.
Prep has won the toss and defer.
There you go. They have won the toss and they have elected to defer.
Put your backside down.
But I actually had the microphone all set and it sounds terrible.
Hey, listen, can't be perfect every time.
And thanks to John Holt from the CIAC because, boy, has he been great in setting this up
today.
It's
been just fantastic.
Yep. You know, when you go through enough of these games and you have to go through gates and get credentials and all, inevitably you expect to hear, who are you guys? You're not on the list. And when we walked into the lobby, there it was, on the list. We
so
made
it's
it.
Always nice to see that right away.
Once we figured out the elevator situation.
The elevator situation here, which is truly interesting. A unique setup here at Rentschler Field.
Two elevators, a beam between them. Good luck knowing which one has opened. All right, so the Cardinals are going to get the ball first. What do you think?
I mean, I love Greenwich getting the ball first, coming out fast, trying to put a score on the board early. I don't mind Fairfield Prep deferring because the defense of that football team is their strength, so I'm not surprised they deferred to get the football in the second half. The question will be, do they kick the ball to Brandon August?
If they have done their homework, I say no.
Of course, George Vumbelakis, who had just an electric game against Staples on Thanksgiving, including a kick return for a touchdown, back there as well. So both of these return men, extremely dangerous.
And as you mentioned, the big Hail Jimmy, number 85, banner across the way. That is Fairfield Prep honoring the late Jimmy McGrath, who you may remember his story from last year and just how awful that was back in May. When he died at what was basically a party.
Yeah.
So, with that aside, a moment for Prep to remember their fallen teammate, and Jack Richter will put it in the air. Brandon August and George Vumbelakis are deep. I hope all of you have fastened your seatbelts. It's go time, as they say for the chip these days. I still call it a championship. Either way, we're underway. It's short. An end-over-end kick taken by Charlie Dixon at the Greenwich 20. Turns to his left, finds a little room, but runs into a pile at the 31-yard line.
So nice job by Richter to kick that short. More of a pooch-style kick. Dixon takes it. Decent field position for the Cardinals to start their first offensive drive.
And so out comes the Cardinal offense for the first time. They'll be led by their quarterback, Jack Wilson. On a beautiful night, 37 degrees and cloudy, the wind out of the north-northeast at 2, gusting at 4, and the humidity at 60%. Chris will give you the offensive line. I'll give you the receivers. Dixon and James Welgum to the left. No, make it Dixon to the right. James Welgum to the left in a slot. It might be Gavin Generelli out to the left, and it is. And on first down, the pass goes right to Dixon. Get him involved immediately. Catch made at the 37-yard line. It's a gain of 6.
Quick little play-action fake to Vumbelakis. Just a quick slant route by Dixon. Easy completion. This offensive line, healthy all year, has been anchored by Teddy Flynn up front at center. Drew Fala at left guard, Jake Kiernan at left tackle, Vincent Insigne at right guard, and Peter Vumbelakis at right tackle.
Ball on the far hash from right to left go the Cardinals, and a handoff bouncing to the right side. George Vumbelakis to the outside he goes, and he steps into Prep territory at the Fairfield Prep 47-yard line.
Nice job up front by this offensive line. Great block on the edge by Peter Vumbalakis, just pushing out the defensive end for Fairfield Prep. Vumbalakis able to do the rest. A couple of nice plays to start this drive.
I felt for the PA announcer. He kind of stumbled at first. Some Vumbalakis. First down at the Prep 47.
It's easy when you've done 10 games of it.
Yeah, seriously. No score from right to left. Cardinals take a look back to the sideline. They work from the far hash. Keeping the same set so far. Vumbalakis motions over to the right of Wilson now. Jack waiting. He takes, gives it right back to Vumbalakis, who finds a big hole, just able to motion through across the 45 near the 43-yard line for a gain of four. Joseph Macri, the senior DL, makes the stop.
Cardinals like to run a lot of 11 personnel, and that's one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers. It's kind of their base formation on offense, especially with Dom DeLuca. They like to line him up at tight end, but really in the backfield, more as an H-back.
I think that was actually Noah Orsini who made the stop. Motion from James Whalgum on second down. He'll take it in the flat, but it's incomplete. That ball kind of behind him the way it was thrown, but it would have been positive yardage had he been able to come up with it. That's how awkward it was.
You know what's funny? If they actually give the ball to Vumbalakis there, he's got a pretty decent gain. Instead, they try to hit Whalgum off that jet motion in the flat.
Cardinals take a look back to the sideline on third and six. First quarter, no score. Cardinals ready in shotgun, keeping that same setup. But Vumbalakis motions to the left and the pass going right and adjusting and making the snag. And it is incomplete, intended for Whalgum on the right side. Had him, just couldn't quite get the ball in there.
Yeah, just a little back shoulder fade throw by Wilson. Whalgum had a step on the defender and actually got his head turned around nicely. The defender was not looking back for the football, just couldn't come down with it. And so now the Cardinals, a bit conservative here, they're going to punt this football away.
So that'll bring on Charlie Dixon to punt it. If it takes us an extra second to get players, it's because of how high we are. And a flag is down on this punt. And looks like Sean Cowie got a hand on it, and then it's downed right near the goal line. But let's see about the laundry. Taking a little bit of time to figure this out. Flag has been picked up for what it's worth.
Illegal formation. Too many men in the backfield. Replay fourth down.
And there you go.
So an illegal formation against the Cardinals. And what was a fantastic punt downed inside the 10-yard line. It's going to back them up 5 yards to... look, see, they're going to walk it up. It's probably close to midfield. They're going to have to punt this football again. Prep two returners back.
And Dixon ready to put it in the air. Low snap, steps up, gets into it. He had a little pursuit in his face, but this is returnable and taken with a stutter step off a fake back at the 17, but knocked down near the 22. That might have been Andrew Kroll, or it was Wyszyski, according to the PA.
So a little bit better field position for Fairfield Prep for their opening drive.
And Evan Dubin asked me in a text, he said, what's the field position today, given that this is game number three? And he's not wrong. I thought it was in great shape down there.
Fantastic. Didn't see a lot of divots. I mean, just looking at it from our vantage point, it looks pristine. I'd love to hit a nice pitching wedge right off of it.
First down for the Jesuits. Tyler Smith is their quarterback. He's got two in alongside of him in the backfield, two receivers left, one right. On first down, he gives it off, and I believe that's Malachi Mercer Robinson from the 25. He'll get to the 26-yard line for a gain of two. It'll be second and eight. Griffin Galetta hanging out nearby on the stop.
Also credit Jake Kiernan and Sebastian Parra in on the stop as well.
Patton Royal, the receiver near side right. Again, two right, one left, and two in the backfield for Smith. On second and nine, he takes the shotgun snap, and he fires, and this is almost intercepted, as that could have been picked off at the 39-yard line. It was intended for Finbar Malloy, but boy, did Matthew Trimmer have a zone on that one.
Yeah, and nice job by Trimmer to undercut that route. He had Nick Aravides backing him up behind him. A little bit of bracket coverage there.
Third and eight. Scoreless first quarter. Looking left, throwing left. This is intercepted. It's Charlie Dixon to the sideline, and he's going all the way. Touchdown, Greenwich, on a pick six.
An explosive play on defense for this Greenwich Cardinal football team. Charlie Dixon reads the eyes of Tyler Smith, steps in front of that football, and it's a pick six for the Cardinals.
And so on comes the extra point. Do you recall a pick six all year?
My memory is hazy, but I don't.
I don't either.
Sebastian Parra did have one that was called back.
That's right.
But nothing that actually stuck. We talked a lot about Tyler Smith and his play on the year. Again, eight interceptions. That's his ninth of the year.
And the extra point coming up. They will go for two. Motion from Generelli. A fake to him. Wilson's going to run it off the left side, and he's a yard short. Interesting call by the Cardinals to go for two, and he comes up a yard short with Crawl in on the stop. 9:30 remaining in the first quarter. Greenwich 6, Fairfield Prep nothing. You're listening to the 2022 Class AA Championship, Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with more of the December sounds of Frank Sinatra. And the legend continues. Well, this week we'll celebrate the anniversary of Mr. Sinatra's birth, December the 12th, 1915. And we'll hear from friends and family alike. And as always, the music from Francis Albert. This week's Sounds of Sinatra, my name is Sid Mark, and you're invited.
1 a.m. Saturdays and 5 p.m. Sundays on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
WGCH. 6-0 Cardinals. Greenwich will kick it off. I am fascinated by them going for two.
Well, we talked to Coach Anthony Morello in pregame, and he said he did have some wrinkles. They had a long time to prep for this football game. That might have been one of them, but just that quarterback sweep with Wilson gets stopped at the one.
And here is the kickoff. It'll bounce, and it falls, and for a moment it hit the prep receiver on the far side, and then he kind of tumbled down on it near the 25.
He kind of let that one hit the turf. I don't like doing that. You're going to run up and catch that football. Ryan Bailey, number 12 for the Cardinals, is very close to picking that up.
Congratulations to New Canaan. They won a championship earlier today. They knocked off Maloney, 16-13. Ty Groff, three field goals. And I can't say I'm surprised. That interception, I don't have an exact amount of yards on it yet. That's about the one thing. All right, first down for the Jesuits. They'll start from their 22. They'll try the left side with Mercer Robinson. And he'll get across the 30 near the 32.
Malachi Mercer Robinson, the ball.
If they mark him at the 32, that's enough for a first down.
And this Cardinal, the Cardinal defense, especially the secondary, has been tested all year. And the reason why they've been burned here and there is they play super aggressive on the outside. It's a lot of press coverage, man-to-man, with a couple of safeties over the top. They don't like to sit back. They like to attack these receivers.
Second down, they'll try it again. On the ground, staying there to get to the 35. It's Mercer Robinson again for a gain of four. Move him to the 36-yard line. 6-0 Greenwich. 9:05 remaining in the first stanza of the final game of the year. On the far hash, second and six. Two receivers left, one near side right, and a high snap, and this is disaster as the Cardinals have got it. A second turnover, and out come the Cardinals with the ball. Dominic DeLuca had it in his hands on a bad snap to Smith.
And Smith bobbles that snap. It didn't look like it was so far inaccurate that he couldn't handle it, but then the problem was he tried to dive on that football, and it bounced off his chest pad, And right into the hands of either Dominic DeLuca or Griffin Galletta. I saw Galletta hand the football to the officials, but I'm not sure who actually came up with it.
I thought it was... I saw DeLuca with the ball in his hands.
My eyes are failing me at my old age.
You're the one who's always busting my chops about being old.
And we'll continue to.
Dixon out to the right. Welgum and Generelli to the left. It's Konigsberg in the backfield. He takes it, tries to bounce it for a yard or two down near the 25-yard line in prep territory. It'll be second and eight following the Jack Richter tackle.
Going to get a couple of substitutions here. Konigsberg is going to check out. Bumbalakis going to check in. Dom DeLuca going to check out as well. And number 80, Ryan McBrady checks in. So a four-receiver set now for the Cardinals.
Second and eight. One receiver right, trips to the left. One in the backfield. From the far hash, Wilson the throw. Wilson's going right, and it's caught. Down near the five, it'll be a first down on that right side. Right on the numbers to Charlie Dixon, who's having him a game early on.
I tell you what, a lot of these throws are just perfectly timed. They're all timing routes. That ball is thrown out of the hands of Jack Wilson before Charlie Dixon is even breaking for the football. And as soon as Charlie Dixon turns his head, the football's there, perfect and accurate.
So first and goal at the prep five.
You look at that coverage by Fairfield Prep. That defender was all over Charlie Dixon, but where Wilson placed the ball, only Dixon could catch it.
7.5 remaining, first quarter. 6-0 Greenwich, and they're knocking on the doorstep. Now they'll go jumbo up front, the heavy package. Konigsberg, but on a pitch, they'll go left, and they've got a touchdown. I started to say Vumvalakis, he scored the touchdown on a pitch.
So George Vumvalakis takes that toss sweep, he comes in motion in really more of a wingback set, that jumbo formation that the Cardinals run, kind of reminiscent of their Rich Albanizio offense. George Vumbalakis comes in motion to the left behind Konigsberg. And again, one of the wrinkles we haven't seen out of that jumbo formation. We've seen quarterback sneak and fullback belly with Konigsberg. This time it's a toss sweep to Vumbalakis. He gets to the outside, gets it in the end zone.
Sean Cowie will snap it. Rocco Grillo holds it. And Sergio Boone kicks it through the uprights. It's going okay for the Cardinals early on. 7:16 remaining first quarter. Greenwich 13, Fairfield Prep nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
They are role models and educators. Their work requires a great deal of time and energy for very little pay. Who are these unsung heroes?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
The simple truth about education-based athletics in Connecticut is this. Without a committed team of coaches and administrators, it just wouldn't be possible. School sports, they bring out the best in all of us. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Hi, this is Gab Muir from the Class of 2019 State Champions, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinal Football on 1490 WGCH.
13-0 Greenwich. One thing about the scoreboard, they keep all the video elements on the scoreboard, so they switch it to an ad for the state championship.
Yeah.
But they take all the scoreboard facts off the field, off the screen rather. All right, here is Boone to kick it off, and he sends it spinning into the night, taken at the 6-yard line. Some open running room for Wyszyski across the 20 to the 23-yard line. So Wyszyski, who has not carried the ball so far, has had a couple of returns. And the Cardinals enjoying some hitting early on. Neo Vigilante made the stop. Two turnovers, 13 points off them.
Imperative that Prep answers here with some points. Momentum solidly in the favor of the Cardinals. Just can't have any more major mistakes.
I think this is a chance for a statement drive right here. Too early to panic, but could be a statement at this moment. Handoff, it's Mercer Robinson. Bounces left, turns it off the edge. He'll get to the 25 for a gain of about 3. Kiernan comes out of the box for the Cardinals, making the stop. Pick up 3. It'll be second down instead.
The question will become for Tyler Smith, how much of your confidence is shaken after two turnovers?
Second and seven, 6:40 to go, first quarter. The shotgun snap taken, back to throw, looking left, going left. That's caught, I believe, Wyszyski out of the backfield, and I think he's going to lose yardage.
Sebastian Parra in there covering Wyszyski. Takes him down.
And it goes back to the 24.
It's one of the things that we've seen from Sebastian Parra all year is when he goes in for a tackle, not many people have broken his tackles.
No,
that's
not at
one
all.
Of the things. He's as sure a tackler on this team as you have.
Third and eight. One receiver to the left, two to the right, and two in the backfield. Smith waiting. He takes, drops back. Three-step, deep ball, right side. And Dixon has intercepted that. It's picked off at the Greenwich 42-yard line. It was intended on the near side, I believe, for Timothy Harnett.
You're absolutely right, Robin. That football just hangs in the air. And I think Smith really wanted to throw that more on a rope, and I think it might have just slipped out of his hands. And as it just floats in the air, Harnett's not even able to pick it up. But Charlie Dixon does, high points it, takes a pretty hard fall to the turf, but is able to hang on. So three turnovers on three drives, just killer for the Jesuits.
So a first down for the Cardinals. They'll have it at their own 42 from the left hash on the near side. From right to left, Konigsberg in the backfield. He's going to take it. Works his way through hard yards to get to the 47 for a gain of four. Junior defensive back Jonathan Morris made the stop. Second and five at the 47. You can see the bomb squad from Fairfield Prep across the way all decked out in white. And they were here early and they were jumping around. Second and five. Wilson to throw. Shoulder fake. Now he's going to try a little deeper looking for Dixon. Oh, he's got it again. Inside the 30, they'll give him the catch. At the 26-yard line. What did Charlie Dixon take this morning?
I'm not really sure, but it looked like that football actually came out and hit the turf, but the official right there says that Dixon had control of the football. He then hit the turf, and after the play was over, the football comes out. So another big play for the Cardinals. Dixon getting targeted early and often.
A gain of 27 and a first down. Dixon is near side left. Welgum and Generelli out to the right, but here's a run through the left side by Konigsberg, and he'll get inside the 25 near the 23-yard line.
It's really just business as usual for the Cardinals right now. They've got Fairfield Prep on their heels. Important to take advantage of a third turnover.
Senior linebacker Tanner Langus made that stop. 4:49 to go first quarter if you're just joining us. Greenwich leads 13-0, and Fairfield Prep has turned the ball over three times. Second and six. Passing down, looking to throw. Throws high, intended for Welgum. Welgum makes the catch, but the big stick, or rather it went through Welgum's hands. Generelli made the catch inside the 15.
Everything's coming up big red right now. It goes through Welgum's hands on a slant, and Generelli running a double slant behind Welgum actually catches the football off the tip. So a first down for the Cardinals.
Trips out to the right. Konigsberg stays in the backfield with Wilson, and Konigsberg is going to take it. Finds an opening up the middle, breaks through, stretching down near the goal line. He leans the ball in, but he's a yard short. It'll be first and goal at the one.
Oh, great double-team block up front. That time they have Dominic DeLuca in line. The left side next to Kiernan, the left tackle, and they just pull a nice duo block, that double-team that allows Konigsberg to get to the second level. That ball's inside the 1 yard line.
Senior D lineman Bryce Muller on the stop. First and goal at the one. 13-0 Greenwich, and they're knocking on the door. How about this? Jumbo from under center. Oh, what's coming? It's Wilson to the right, moves in, got it, touchdown.
Right behind Vincent and Sega and Peter Bumbalakis. The quarterback sneak works to perfection again for Jack Wilson, and a 19-0 lead for the Greenwich Cardinals here in the first quarter.
So the point after combination comes out. Cowie looking it over. Grillo getting ready to hold it. And Boone to boot it through. Snap a little high, put down, kick up on the way, end over end, and good. 3:29 to go, first quarter. Greenwich 20, Fairfield Prep nothing. We'll take a break from East Hartford. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Back at Pratt & Whitney Stadium at Rentschler Field. The original name of the facility was just Rentschler Field. Everybody knew them as the Rent. But, of course, sponsor deals are all the rage. So Pratt & Whitney gets a piece of it. And now you've got the multifaceted, you're just giving me a look. Here's the kickoff by Boone.
I'm still going to call it the Rent.
Of course you are. And the kickoff taken at the 6. Wally Woosh across the 30 to the 36.
Oh, nice return there by Wyszyski. Prep's going to have good field position here, but absolutely need an answer after three turnovers on their first three drives. And, of course, the Cardinals take advantage, 20 points off all those turnovers.
Absolutely right.
The game before this game here at Rentschler Field saw Notre Dame West Haven, the Green Knights, win the Class M state title 35-8 over the Berlin Redcoats. We caught the tail end of that football game.
We did. First down, Smith and the Jesuits in a three-score hole out to the left side. This goes, it's complete, to the 41. And you got to start somewhere, so you start with a short reception to Ryan Prezzano, the senior receiver.
Wyatt Gibson in on the stop. The senior defensive back has been injured for a good part of the year, but good to see him back out there and contributing in a major way.
It's a gain of 5 to the 42 from the far hash. It's Mercer Robinson to the left side. Oh, and he runs right into Sebastian Parra, who's having none of it. A loss of 3.
And nice job by Parra to fight off that block and actually move with the offensive lineman parallel to Mercer Robinson and then take him down.
So now a passing down, bringing up 3rd and 7.
Andre Castellanos checks out.
2:22 to go in an emphatic first quarter for Big Red. This was a day where you could be comfortable wearing red no matter what. I'll give you the uniform matchup in a moment. 3rd and 7. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Smith going deep left, double coverage, and no flags. Incomplete, intended for Prezzano.
So they look to Ryan Prezzano deep.
And you've got Gibson back there, and I believe Vumvalakis as well.
So they throw it into double coverage, and there's some incidental contact. Prezzano really tripped over one of the Cardinals, and actually I think Vumvalakis might have lost his cleat. So you can see just some incidental contact tripping over each other.
Junior Emmett Derby will come on and punt it away. Good snap, steps up with time, a wobbly, spiraling kick now that takes a turn away from Brandon August, inside the 30, down near the 26-yard line. 1:47 to go first quarter, no score. Cardinals will get the ball at their own 26, moving from right to left with a 20-0 first quarter lead. And just as a reminder, and I do this in part as a nod to the great, and I say great, CIAC, because they've been so good to us.
Yeah.
They're There is a video feed. It is a pay service. You have to pay via subscription to watch NFHS. We have the audio. As long as you're listening to us, that's fine.
Well, we can paint the picture for you.
Yes, we can. We've got paintbrushes.
A little Bob Ross action.
The canvas is right here in front of us. Cardinal football, they'll start on the near hash because I have been asked I don't know how many times about a video feed. Two receivers left. Here's Von Velakis to move straight up the gut and push across the 30 to the 31-yard line. I just noticed via Facebook I had a thank you from Darien head coach Mike Forget. It was his birthday today.
Konigsberg with the run there. He's going to check out. Von Velakis is going to check back in. That punt was down by number 8, Jonathan Morris, the junior defensive back. Nice job by Brandon August. You could tell he wanted to pick that football up with the angle he had, but decided to get away from it, play it safe.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left with DeLuca there, and the handoff goes right up the middle for Von Velakis to the 40. It'll be a first down. Big carry right up the gut.
Nice inside zone run. Helmet comes off. One of the offensive linemen looks like Peter Von Velakis.
So he'll take a play off.
He's going to have to check out. Nicholas Granito is going to check in.
Morris made that stop. While mentioning birthdays, if I may shamelessly do so, it would have been my dad's 93rd, so hope he's listening somewhere.
I think we all know that he is.
He and Mom hopefully have a good place to listen tonight. Down to 45 to go in the first. 20-0 Greenwich. A first down at their own 40 between the hash marks. Here's Von Velakis. Bounces off one tackle. Spins that into a gain of 2 off the right side as he gets to the 42-yard line.
So Von Velakis with the helmet back on. He'll check back in. Granito will check out as Teddy Flynn reties his cleat.
The junior linebacker William Floyd brought him down. We have people listening all over, and believe me, they're checking in. Richie Rashika texted me a few minutes back. Mike Buswell's listening down near Trumbull. We've got a whole crowd out there tonight. Down to 5 remaining in the first. And a little movement. So the clock stops with 3 remaining. And that's going to be...
So they're going to get an encroachment against Fairfield Prep.
As you heard.
So make it 2nd and 3 now. I heard we may even have some listeners in Orlando today.
We absolutely do. As the first quarter comes to an end, we can talk about all that and more. And a first quarter that our friends across the way from Fairfield Prep might want to forget. One in the books in the Class Double L Championship. Greenwich 20, Fairfield Prep nothing. Back to the rent in just a moment. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
For more than 75 years, the professionals at Greenwich Tile and Marble have provided customers with the best flooring solutions at the best possible prices. From bath tiles and kitchen tiles to first-rate tile and marble services, they can provide you with the quality flooring services you need at a price that will fit your budget perfectly. Family-owned and operated, let Greenwich Tile and Marble assist you with all your tile needs. Stop in their showroom at 402 West Putnam Avenue
or call 203-869-1709.
Start of the second quarter, Pratt & Whitney Stadium at Rentschler Field. Rentschler Field one time an air base. And that's why it is still Rentschler Field with all the, you know, airplane logos and whatnot involved, and eventually that airfield only closed about 30 years ago, and then eventually they put the rent up here. Rob Adams, Chris Irway, Sean Sailors up top, Sean Kilkelly, nice and comfy back in Greenwich. Cardinals will go from left to right on first down, motion in the backfield, or on second down, I beg your pardon, and it's a handoff, I believe Von Velakis to midfield for just about 3.
Yeah, they motioned Von Velakis out of the backfield. Looked like he was going to go all the way to the outside. Instead, they snap it. They come back with that little inside counter play. Nice job by Prep up front, stopping them just short of the markers.
So it'll be 3rd and 1.
Andrew Krall checks back in, the senior defensive back.
Dixon to the left. Generelli and Welcome to the right. And back to the ground, and an opening to fall right through for a first down. That wasn't pretty. Von Velakis took that handoff and started, and then he had, I believe, a linebacker looking right at him, I believe it was Morris, and all of a sudden he just kind of ducked down and snuck for the first down.
Yeah, some good penetration there by the defensive line of Prep, but even better vision by George Vumbelakis. That run is supposed to go basically behind the center off left guard. Instead, he makes a little jump cut to the right, goes behind right guard, picks up the first down.
A first down for Greenwich. Right across the line at the Fairfield Prep 48-yard line. Wilson play action goes right. That's high and almost intercepted. Intended for DeLuca near the 43. Andrew Krall was just sitting there going, what did I just miss?
And if Krall picks that off, he runs that back for 6 points.
So second and 10. Jeff Alterman of the 10 Network listening tonight. So hello to him. Hello to Kevin Halpiny. We're big news now out in Port Jervis, New York. I'm just telling you. We've got people listening out in the Delaware Valley.
It's awesome to hear.
Dave DeAndrea saying go Cards. Second and 10, 20-0 Greenwich. Wilson empties the backfield, goes to his right. He throws, and it's complete. Dixon again to the 39.
Nice little out route there by Charlie Dixon. Good throw by Wilson on target.
Patton Royal, the defender, but he just ran out of bounds, making the catch at the Fairfield Prep 39-yard line. 10:43 to go, first half, 20-0 Greenwich.
It's been a very well-balanced approach by the Cardinals so far, mixing up the run and the pass.
This would be their longest drive of the game because they've had, obviously, short fields to work with, including a pick six. Heavy rush up front as the Cardinals go heavy in the backfield on third and a yard, and they just run right through it for a first down.
And they go in that jumbo package with Konigsberg lined up at that fullback position. He gets the little carry, that fullback belly, we call it, just right over right guard. And Fairfield Prep had to send in some late substitutions.
Yeah, it was mass all of a sudden.
You could tell they didn't have the right personnel in for that jumbo set that the Cardinals run, because you don't really see it unless they're inside the 5 yard line.
First down at the 37. A shotgun snap coming. There it is. Given to Vumbelakis. Breaks, or rather, Konigsberg finds a hole and just running right up the middle. He gets across the 25 down near the 22-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Cardinals after a gain of 14.
And a great pull block by Drew Fowler there. The left guard comes in on a little trap block, springs Vumbelakis for a big gain.
A first down at the Prep 23. Generelli moves over to the left side. They'll send trips over there. One in the backfield with Wilson. He takes, drops, looks, tucks. He's running, and down he goes. He gets near the 25. Little frustration at the end of the play, and Tanner Langis was the one to bring him down. It is a sack. It's a loss of two.
Yeah, and right there, a missed opportunity for the Cardinals. Dominic DeLuca just running free up the middle of the field. If Wilson has a little bit more time, he's going to find him for six.
I love reading that people are watching but listening.
That's an interesting one.
I just got one.
I like that.
A family we know quite well. Their son may be a quarterback at Dartmouth, I'm just saying. Shotgun snap on second and 12, running to the right side. It's Vumbelakis to move forward down near the 20. It's a gain of four.
So Vumbelakis off right tackle there. Bring up third and about seven.
Third and seven.
Let's see what the coaches dial up here for the Cardinals. Majority of the throws have been pretty deep.
Third and seven, it's a long seven at the 20. In Prep territory, here is Wilson to throw. Shoots it, and this somehow comes right through to Dixon, and it's a first down.
They try to go to Johnny McHugh, the backup tight end, running a little cross. He's actually interfered with by the official there in the middle of the field. If the official's not there, McHugh probably catches that football. Instead, it goes behind him right through a Prep defender.
Amazing.
And right into the hands of Charlie Dixon.
It's all going right for Greenwich right now. It's crazy.
I mean, did they play the Powerball? Everything going right for the Cardinals.
Vumbelakis is the back alongside Wilson. It'll be Vumbelakis' carry. Works his way through. Ducks down near the one. Taken down by Morris.
And let's see if the Cardinals go jumbo here. I don't see any substitutions just yet. So it looks like they're going to keep that spread formation. And why not? It's been working, the run game, especially up the middle.
Second and goal at the one. And the shotgun snap goes to Von Velakis down to the goal line. He fights to put the ball across. He's not in. It's third and goal at the one. And I'll tell you right now, I'd be shocked if this gets to fourth down if Tony Morello kicks a field goal, because they love that jumbo package. So third and goal from inside the one on the near hash, up 20-0, and 7:14 remaining in the first half.
And now we see a couple substitutions. Griffin Galetta, Jack Konigsberg come in. That means it's jumbo time for the Cardinals.
And here they are. Wilson will do it himself. Pushes into the end zone. Touchdown, Greenwich.
And it's pure elation from this offensive line. Teddy Flynn, Vincent Insigna, Peter Von Velakis throwing their fists in the air as Jack Wilson does it himself one more time over right guard. Quarterback sneak for the touchdown. All Greenwich right now.
And the extra point coming up. Brillo ready, Cowie's ready, and now Boone is ready. Cowie will do it first. There's the snap spot. The kick is up on the way, right through the goalpost, and good. 6:58 remaining, first half. Greenwich 27, Fairfield Prep nothing. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football and the CIAC Class LL State Championship game on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
This is Mike Kern from Ohio, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football, 1490 WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.
27-0 Greenwich. And we still have 6:58 remaining in the first half. If you're Keith Hellstern and his staff over on the other side in the white uniforms, you just have to play. You just need a drive.
You can't even look at the scoreboard at this point. It's really back to basics, back to the fundamentals, and just run your offense.
Boone puts it in the air. Wally Woosh comes up and gets it at the 12. Bounces off a tackler, off Georgie Hernandez, makes a turn and gets out near the 27. And a flag down at the end of the play. Wally Woosh, I said at the top of the broadcast, I know his dad. I've gotten to know people around Fairfield Prep. Eric Scholl has become a very close friend of mine. Wally's dad is a good friend. So I've gotten to know these guys a bit. Dave Houghton, who runs their the broadcasts that you were part of, one of them with me, yeah. And then I've done a couple since then.
So a face mask against the Cardinals will give Prep 15 extra yards, and they'll get good field position starting at their own 42-yard line.
Second penalty against the Cardinals. Cardinals in the red tops and bottoms tonight. They went with the more modern uniform that they've worn with the stripes on the pants, but those sharp rounded numbers front and back. And of course, the traditional helmet in white with a Cardinal on each side. But they do have that alternate uniform that is the retro look. Here is Wally Woosh taking it to the right. He'll get a yard to the 43. But really brought down by a host of red jerseys, including Andre Castellanos. Second and nine.
Castellanos has been one heck of a football player, especially up front for the Cardinals, and one of the guys that we don't really mention a ton. He's in on a lot of tackles, but it just goes to show you how deep this group is up front. The front seven for the Cardinals has been their strength all year, especially defending the run.
Twins to each side, one in the backfield for Smith on second and nine. Cardinals jumped. Here comes the flag.
It looks like they're going to get encroachment against Dom DeLuca.
Here's the call.
Encroachment. Defense. 5 yards. Replace.
So DeLuca, he jumped into the neutral zone, and the right tackle for Fairfield Prep kind of just shifted a little bit. And if DeLuca doesn't get back in time, they're going to call that encroachment every time.
And don't fool yourself. You're up 27-0. That doesn't mean you can take your foot off the accelerator. Smith to throw. Throwing deep right side, incomplete. Looking down near the 15-yard line. And I think it was Royal, the intended receiver.
Gibson on the coverage.
So third and four. For the Jesuits, it's a white top and bottom. They, too, work red and some black in. They're red, sharp-edged numbers outlined in black, and they've got that interlocking FP on the side of the helmet. Third and four at the prep 48. Smith over the middle, incomplete. That ball high, and a flag down at the end of the play. Ooh.
Thrown in the vicinity of what would be a pass interference or a hold against the Cardinals.
That was intended for senior receiver William McCormick.
Pass interference. Defense. 15 yards. First down.
And there you go. So the Cardinals, who had played a near-perfect game to start, now three penalties on this drive alone.
It looks like they called that on Miles Moore.
Boy, they tried playing the Banana Boat song, and this crowd had no...
They were not having it.
They were not having it.
I guess they haven't seen Beetlejuice.
How can you not see Beetlejuice? Unless you're Sean Saylor. He sees no movies. First down for the Jesuits at the far hash. They'll go from right to left. Cardinals blitzing. Throw coming. That's complete. Turning it off the left side and getting inside the 30 near the 28-yard line.
And that's complete to Malloy. Nice job by Smith, reading that linebacker pressure from the Cardinals. Looking at a quick hot read to Malloy. Accurate pass.
Keeping the four receivers set, two to each side as we come down to 5:20 remaining in the first half. They'll try the left side, a little bit of an opening. Able to turn it off the edge and get around Kiernan was Malachi Mercer-Morris. He'll get across the 25-yard line. Down to the 24, it'll be a first down.
Nice job by Kiernan to pressure in the backfield, but Mercer Robinson makes a miss. First down for the Jesuits.
Hi to Terry Dinan and Craig Jones all checking in tonight. And indeed, early this morning, I had a note from Erin Montague saying, thankfully, you're doing the game, because she was traveling from Orlando. A first down for the Jesuits. Smith looking, and that is batted down. Oh, and Dom DeLuca saying, not in my house. A little finger wag.
I tell you what, Prep had an open receiver, just a little quick five-yard stop route. DeLuca gets his big paw up there, knocks it down.
Second and 10, Greenwich leading 27-0. .448 remaining first half. Clock stopped. In shotgun, Smith takes. Looking, throws it up to the left side. Jump ball. It is caught. There are flags down, and now they indicate touchdown. I needed to hesitate to make sure, but it's a touchdown for the Jesuits.
It's Ryan Persano comes down with a fantastic catch. Uses that 6'4 frame one-on-one against Charlie Dixon. You're going to get Dixon for pass interference here. He just doesn't get his head turned around. And a drive when the Jesuits absolutely needed it. They come through and put six on the board. Great throw by Smith. Even better catch by Persano.
Extra point coming up. I believe that is Robert Murphy, the 5'8 junior D lineman. And he puts it up end over end. And it is good. All right, 4:42 remaining in the first half. Fairfield Prep is on the board. It is Greenwich 27 and the Jesuits 7. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
.27-7 following that extra point. And now the Cardinals will get the ball. And look, if you want to respond, you respond right here. Don't let the Jesuits get the ball back and make it, you know, a two-score game going into halftime.
Remember, Fairfield Prep deferred.
Exactly.
So they're going to get the football to start the second half. If they can hold the Cardinals here, score one more time, and then get it to start the third quarter, we've got a football game.
And it's taken down near the 18-yard line, and here comes August. Brandon August barrels out near the 38. Knocked down by Tanner Langis.
And good field position for the Cardinals to start this drive.
Nice run back for Brandon August.
And they will mark him. In fact, yeah, I think he didn't gain the 40. Okay. Nope, it'll be the 38. 4:35 remaining in the first half. 27-7 the score.
And if you're this Fairfield Prep defense, it's time to tighten up here. You've let the Cardinals go up and down the field offensively. Go a long way to find a stop here, some way, somehow. But there's just a lot of confusion on this Fairfield Prep defense right now.
Teddy Flynn with the snap on first down. Here's Von Velakis, and he's off the left side, and he's down for a half yard. Second and nine, maybe.
Nice job by this Prep defense.
Timothy DiMizio made the stop. Beautiful facility. We are way up in the clouds on the fifth floor of this facility. Got to see the field before the game.
That was a lot of fun.
That was good to go down there. We took a few pictures, talked to Tony Morello, and just stood on the field for a moment and checked the conditions. It's in great shape. I can't stress it enough. Cardinals from left to right, second and nine. Between the hashes. Wilson to throw. Had it batted down. It'll be third down. It's incomplete.
Right there, they bring a couple of linebackers on the blitz. They get in the face of Jack Wilson, get their hands up, and bat it down. So now we're looking at a third and nine for Greenwich, needing to convert. If Fairfield Prep can get off the field here, that would be massive for their confidence.
Big A team fan Mark Ducray says loves hearing it.
Always nice to hear from Mark.
Shout out to our friends from the Greenwich Old Timers.
Could go for some bacon-wrapped meatballs right now.
The Old Timers who put up with us at their banquet this year.
See if we get invited back.
I think we're going to get invited back quite a bit. Shotgun snap on third and nine. Wilson into the flat, complete. Turning at the 40. Bouncing it to the outside was Von Velakis, and he's taken down on a double-team tackle of Kral and Morris. It's fourth down. Cardinals are going to have to punt it away.
So they go out into the flat to Von Velakis, just unable to get to the edge. Kral and Morris, nice job combining for that tackle. Cardinals going to have to punt the football away. The clock's running. Probably be just about 3 minutes left by the time they punt this football.
You know, one thing I don't see on the scoreboard, do you see timeout indicators?
Sure don't. Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yep, next to the icons.
No kidding.
Well, those little red dots.
Oh, you're the man.
I try.
Here's Dixon for the punt. You're right, I see those icons now. This is high but short. Got to call poisoning, get away from it, and a Cardinal grabs it at the 35. In fact, it was Konigsberg it bounced right up to as Kral was hanging out nearby for the Jesuits. So
they don't flip the field position as much as they would have wanted there. You'd have liked to pin Fairfield Prep inside the 20. Instead, it's at the 35-yard line. 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Plenty of time to move this football down the field. And if you're the Cardinals, you'd love a quick stop here. Potentially get your offense on the field one more time.
Two receivers to each side on first down. Ball on the near hash. Smith waiting. Smith taking. Smith handing off. And it's whoosh right up the middle to get near the 39. And he just dives forward for a gain of four.
Johnny Nsinga on the tackle. First time we've called his name tonight. That's a surprise.
That's surprising.
Considering how all over the field he is and the amount of tackles he's made, I believe he leads the state in tackles.
And amazing to think we have not mentioned his name or really Galetta's name that much in these first two quarters. Second and six at the 39. Check that at the 44, I beg your pardon. No, that's right, 39. Shotgun snap taken. Hand off, it's Woosh again. He'll fight to the 41.
Peter Bumbalakis in there on the tackle. It's funny, we don't mention their names, and you got to think, oh, maybe Fairfield Prep's trying to put the football away from them, and then it all makes sense.
As we come down to the two-minute mark late here in the first half. By the way, you see all that traffic out to the left?
I'm not even thinking about that right now, let me tell you that. We're already far enough away.
That's the road we were on before that was not the right road. Third and four. Smith, quick drop, throws right, has a man complete, who works his way right across the middle of the field, and a first down into Cardinal territory. So they're starting to feel a little better as William McCormick gets him to the 43.
And nothing but a little five-yard stop route. Cardinal defender tries to undercut it and intercept it, but nice job by Smith to get that football out on time. Big play for the Jesuits.
So a first down now with the Cardinals leading 27-7 and 1:24 remaining in the first half. Smith to throw. He's going for the home run ball. This is dangerous and knocked away. Little hand fighting right at the end of it. Incomplete, intended for Royal down the right side. Or McCormick. Was it McCormick? Boy, the PA would know better than me. I think I was right.
Go with that.
All right. Second and 10. 1:17 remaining in the half. Smith running for his life is able to throw, but it's incomplete to the near side. And Singa the coverage, and it was Malachi Mercer Robinson, the intended receiver, down near the 43.
Pressure by Dominic DeLuca off the edge. Incomplete. Smith has to roll out to his left and just get rid of that football. 1:12 left on the clock. Really, two possessions right now to pick up the 10 yards. I don't suspect that Prep will punt this football away if they don't pick it up here on third down.
Third and 10. 72 seconds remaining in the first half with Greenwich up 20. Two receivers stacked to each side. Smith takes, Smith drops, Smith throwing. Just a high lobbing ball. This is easily intercepted by the Cardinals and Nick Aravides. He's knocked down at the 30 on the fourth turnover by the Jesuits. That ball hung almost like a punt.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there with Smith. You could tell he, again, it's another one of those throws. He wants to throw on a rope. He wants to throw just a bullet over the middle, and it just comes out of his hands in a different way that we haven't seen. Since that interception by the second interception by Charlie Dixon, it hangs in the air, and Aravides catches it like a punt.
How aggressive are you now? You're at your own 30 with 1 minute and three timeouts.
I think the three timeouts makes a big difference. I expect the Cardinals to be aggressive here.
Play clock down to four. They take. They're going to run it on first down off the right side, trying to find an opening. It, I believe, is Vumbalakis to the 45. Now, does Tony Morello spend a timeout? He doesn't appear to after a 14-yard gain, 48 seconds remaining, first half clock running.
I thought Bumbalakis was just going to step out of bounds there.
True. Cause
instead, he kind of cut back and stayed inbounds. That's a mistake.
Two receivers left, one right. It's Konigsberg. He finds an opening, gets to the 49. 31 seconds remaining, first half.
Bumbalakis, the ball carrier.
And no indication of a timeout. I'm shocked.
Now, I'm very surprised they're not taking a timeout here. I mean, you're going to snap this football, have no real time left.
Yeah, because you got all three timeouts. And the Jesuits rushing 3.5 because the other rushers are backing up. Down to 5 remaining in the half. They don't have to snap the ball. I don't think they will. Oh, they do. Wilson steps. Wilson hit. It lands in the arms of a lineman, and he runs to the 49, and that's the way the first half is going to end, in the arms, I believe, of Vinny Nsinga.
Vinny Nsinga covers that football up like a fullback from the 1950s. What concentration to catch that football. Wilson's hit. He's dead to rights. The football comes out of his hands at the last minute, right into Nsinga's arms. He's able to get to the outside near the sideline, show some speed, and then cover that football.
And then the Cardinals, with a head of steam, run off to the tunnel to our right, up 27-7 here at halftime. I admit I'm surprised they didn't go for more right here at the end of the half.
I think it's all business right now if you're the Cardinals. That's what it looks like with Coach Morello. They run off the field into the tunnel. I don't think he really even is thinking about the first half anymore. He's looking to make adjustments in the second half and play the next half of football like it's the last one you're ever going to play.
And for some of these players, it just might be. And that's not a bad thing to go out like this. The Jesuits start making their way off the field. You have not looked at Twitter for a score in the other game the whole time we've been sitting here.
I'm amazed. I tell you what, I've been mesmerized.
It has been a pretty mesmerizing performance so far. But, you know, I don't want to disrespect the other game at all.
I'm going to do my best.
I might disrespect the other broadcast, but I'm not going to disrespect the other game at all. Wow, Sean Saylor didn't hear me say that.
I'll tell you what, at the half, great game in the Class S Finals. Joel Barlow, 28, Valley Regional, Old Lyme, nothing.
And there you go. Halftime here at the Rent in East Hartford. Greenwich 27, Fairfield Prep 7. Sean Kilkelly in the studio. He has 19 glorious minutes for the final time this season for the halftime extravaganza. Chris and I and Sean will see you in the second half. Greenwich 27, Fairfield Prep 7. You're listening to the 2022 CIAC Class LL State Championship football game. Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Cascade has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
For more than 75 years, the professionals at Greenwich Tile and Marble have provided customers with the best flooring solutions at the best possible prices. From bath tiles and kitchen tiles to first-rate tile and marble services, they can provide you with the quality flooring services you need at a price that will fit your budget perfectly. Family-owned and operated, let Greenwich Tile and Marble assist you with all your tile needs. Stop in their showroom at 402 West Putnam Avenue
or call 203-869-1709.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups, along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Connecticut's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios. Greenwich Cardinals with the big lead 27-7 over Fairfield Prep at the half. One other game going on tonight in Class Double S. It is Joel Barlow with a 28-0 lead
over Valley Regional Old Lyme. Finals from today, Ansonia winning another state championship as they have defeated Bloomfield 28-21 in Class S competition. And in Class M, Notre Dame of West Haven, they are the champs, defeating Berlin 35-8. North Haven, they pick up the Class Double M championship, beating Killingly 51-34. And in Class L, New Canaan victorious over Maloney 16-13. The score again right here, the Greenwich Cardinals ahead of Fairfield Prep 27-7, and it is halftime. Taking a look around at the world of sports, Army-Navy, they are knotted up at 17 going into the second overtime. And in the NBA this evening, the Spurs trail at the Heat 70-65, about 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Brooklyn Nets, they're in action tonight as they are on the road against the Pacers. Clippers against the Wizards. Cleveland at home against Oklahoma City. Chicago hosts the Dallas Mavericks. Boston Celtics on the road at the Warriors. The Nuggets at home against the Jazz. And the Timberwolves, they travel to Portland to take on the Trailblazers. That's a 9 o'clock tip in that one. The score again right here, the Greenwich Cardinals have the lead, big lead over Fairfield Prep, 27-7, and it is halftime. Top 25 college basketball action on the men's side, Auburn, they are losing at Memphis 38-32. Kansas over Missouri 50-33. Both those games are early in the second half. Maryland Eastern Shore, they are losing at Duke 39-21 at halftime. Later on, Indiana on the road at number 10, Arizona. Number 21, Creighton, they visit BYU. SMU hosts TCU. And earlier today, Penn State, they defeated Illinois 74-59. UConn over Long Island University 114-61. Texas victorious over Arkansas Pine Bluff 88-43. Oklahoma fell at Arkansas 88-78. Yale lost at Kentucky 69-59. Purdue with the win at Nebraska 65-62 in overtime. Alabama beating number one Houston 71-65. UCLA victorious at home 87-64 over Denver. And St. Mary's, they were winners at San Diego State 68-61. In women's college basketball action, later on it's Utah at BYU. Creighton at home against Drake, Cal State at UCLA, Iowa hosts Minnesota, Notre Dame at home against Merrimack, South Dakota State, they are on the road at Kansas State, and that game is an 82-78 victory for South Dakota State. Villanova, they were victorious at home over St. Joe's 82-59. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Connecticut. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
The First Bank of Greenwich is actually headquartered in Greenwich. That means they have a vested interest in supporting the community. Frank Gaudio, President and CEO, is always available to answer your questions, and his qualified team of lenders has the experience necessary to provide the commercial and residential lending products you're looking for. With available loans of up to $8 million, the First Bank of Greenwich offers a variety of options, including new purchase and refinancing loans, jumbo and super jumbo, fixed and adjustable rates, portfolio products, and so much more. Whether it's commercial or residential banking services, the team at the First Bank of Greenwich believes you deserve personal service from people you can trust. And that's exactly what you'll find at any of the three branches located in Westchester, Cuscob, and Stamford. Big enough to meet your needs and small enough to care. The First Bank of Greenwich, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 75 years, the professionals at Greenwich Tile and Marble have provided customers with the best flooring solutions at the best possible prices. From bath tiles and kitchen tiles to first-rate tile and marble services, they can provide you with the quality flooring services you need at a price that will fit your budget perfectly. Family-owned and operated, let Greenwich Tile and Marble assist you with all your tile needs. Stop in their showroom at 402 West Putnam Avenue
or call 203-869-1709.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Cuscob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. The Greenwich Cardinals lead Fairfield Prep 27-7 at the half. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios of WGCH. One other game in high school football action in Connecticut. Joel Barlow, 28. Valley Regional Old Lyme nothing at halftime. That is for the Class SS State Championship. College football, Army and Navy, they are knotted up at 17 at the end of two overtimes. Taking a look at the National Hockey League tonight, the New York Islanders, they are in action at home against the Carolina Hurricanes. And in progress right now, it is the Senators. They are victorious over the Predators 3-2. The Red Wings, they lost in overtime to the Dallas Stars. Third period action, about 10 minutes to go. The Tampa Bay Lightning with a 3-1 lead against the Florida Panthers. Later on, the Kings in Montreal against the Canadiens. The Buffalo Sabres at the Pittsburgh Penguins. Toronto Maple Leafs, they are home against the Calgary Flames. And the Minnesota Wild, they travel to Vancouver to skate against the Canucks at 9 o'clock tonight. NFL action tomorrow, the Jets against the Buffalo Bills on the road in upstate New York. New York Giants at home against the Eagles. Jaguars visit the Titans. Chiefs on the road at the Broncos. Texans against the Dallas Cowboys. Browns at the Bengals. Steelers host the Baltimore Ravens. Detroit at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Dolphins on the road against the Chargers. That game is tomorrow night. And then Monday night, it's the Cardinals hosting the New England Patriots. Once again, the score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals 27 and Fairfield Prep 7. We'll get back out to the guys in a little while from now for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Nobody knows like Pinocchio knows. He knows our business.
For over 50 years, Pinocchio Brothers Incorporated has served the commercial and residential construction industries with scheduled or on-call trash and debris removal. Pinocchio can also supply you with any size or special dumpster. For prompt, reliable service with radio dispatch trucks, the ability to load at ground level, and always a competitive price, call Pinocchio Brothers every time. In Connecticut, call 203-869-9099. Or in New York, call 914-939-5346. Pinocchio Brothers, Liberty Place in Stamford. We knows our business. Call 203-869-9099 or 914-939-5346.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry. And I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Connecticut did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with more of the December sounds of Frank Sinatra. And the legend continues. Well, this week we'll celebrate the anniversary of Mr. Sinatra's birth, December the 12th, 1915. And we'll hear from friends and family alike. And as always, the music from Francis Albert. This week's Sounds of Sinatra. My name is Sid Mark, and you're invited.
1 a.m. Saturdays and 5 p.m. Sundays on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Army has defeated Navy 20-17 in two overtimes. Right here, Greenwich 27, Fairfield Prep 7. We'll take a timeout and get set for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance.
The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Connecticut's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals Football. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios of 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Greenwich up in the Class LL State Championship game 27-7 over Fairfield Prep. About set to start the third quarter. And with that, we'll send it out to Rob Adams and Christopher Irway.
Thank you, Sean Kilkelly, back here at Pratt & Whitney Stadium at Rentschler Field. And by the way, I don't care if nobody's in the crowd. These games should be here every year.
This has been phenomenal. 100%. It's been fantastic.
There are always people who moan that, oh, nobody's going to drive to East Hartford. Well, there is a crowd here. It's not huge. I will grant you that. But nobody drives to Syracuse either, and I've shown you images of that. This has felt very similar to the trip to Syracuse for the New York State Championships. I think this is a phenomenal atmosphere.
And I just think these student-athletes deserve it.
They deserve it. Yep, they do. They do. 27-7 Greenwich at half. I'd love to offer you all kinds of fancy numbers and charts and graphs. There's not a single one to be found.
No, and it's really not a first half of numbers per se. It's a first half of plays. And Charlie Dixon made quite a few of those plays.
Oh my gosh.
The pick six to start the football game, his second interception. He's had a couple of really nice catches. They've been balanced on offense, the Cardinals, with Jack Wilson throwing the football, Jack Konigsberg and George Von Velakis running. And then, of course, defensively, they've been aggressive, right? That's been their MO all year long. Coach Brian Hoechter, the defensive coordinator, is going to have teams force them to beat them deep. They're going to stop the run and have the quarterback make low percentage throws. Tyler Smith hasn't completed a ton. He's made some good throws, but he's made some big mistakes. And on those big mistakes, it's the low percentage throws that he's making them on. So for Fairfield Prep, for the Jesuits, they got to find a way to get the running game going. You don't have to abandon the run. Yes, you're down three scores, but the game is not over. You get the football to start the second half here. If I'm Coach Keith Elstern in the locker room, the one thing I'm preaching to my team is let's take care of the football. If we take care of the football, we can score. We scored at the end of the first half there. We got a touchdown. We can throw the football on this team. They know they can. Tyler Smith has thrown the ball quite a bit this year. But they need to find some balance offensively.
I went to look over Sean Saylor's shoulder at any stats that he had scribbled down. Instead, he had a picture of a stick figure with a microphone cord wrapped around its neck. So I'm assuming that you are both going to hang me out of here eventually. So the point is, if I can
get these windows open, it might happen. You never know.
There's no numbers to talk about. That's the point.
Yeah, and I think when you look at it for Fairfield Prep, starting the second half, getting the football, you've got to be aggressive. You got to get out. You know, Wally Wyszewski, pretty invisible in the first half. He got a few carries, but the offensive line hasn't been able to move the football. Hasn't been able to move this defensive line of the Cardinals.
It felt more like the Jesuits were trying to feature Malachi Mercer Robinson initially.
Yeah.
And then things just fell apart with four turnovers.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing. Listen, you're not going to win a state title with four turnovers. I don't care who you are. Although I guess if you're Greenwich, you can probably say, hey, talk to Staples on Thanksgiving.
As the Cardinals get ready to kick this ball off, how important is this drive for the Jesuits?
It's everything, really. Not only scoring on this drive, but you've got to score, and then you've got to hold the Cardinals. You can't allow Greenwich to come back. If Fairfield Prep scores here and gains a little bit momentum, you've got to tighten up defensively.
Boone ready to put it in the air. And the second half underway. Away it goes, bounced and taken at the 19. That looked like Prezzano getting hit out near the 36. And that, I believe, is the case.
Matt Trimmer, the big hit, the senior captain. In the other title game that we have going on right now, Class S, Joel Barlow all over Valley Regional Old Lyme, 35-0. And that's all I've got for you.
27-7, our halftime score. By the way, all that traffic, if you can look out to your left for a moment, there's a big light festival out behind here. You look kind of out the back window of the press box. Gorgeous set of Christmas lights out beyond. Fantastic.
Problem is, it just causes a lot of traffic.
We'll be one of the last out of here. First down for the Jesuits. They'll start at their own 27. Far hash, motion in the backfield, and they won't need to snap the ball because there's a flag.
And going to get a delay of game against Fairfield Prep, and that's just an inexcusable penalty coming out first play of the second half, and you get a delay of game. So back it up, make it first and 15 for Fairfield Prep.
Sorry, force of habit. Can't play the Addams Family theme song. I think that's why I learned to snap my fingers. Ball on the far hash now, back at the 17. Check that, 22, I'm sorry. Man in motion coming to the near side on first down. Smith looking, does throw, almost intercepted again. That would have been Johnny Nsinga at the 25, but it's incomplete.
And you can see Matthew Trimmer, his cohort, come over to him and just tap him on the helmet and say, it might happen again, just be ready.
Intended for McCormick. Second and 10 at the 22. Greenwich up by 20.
These linebackers just sitting right in the zone looking for these 5 to 7 yard hitch routes that Fairfield Prep loves to throw.
Here is Smith to throw. Throws right. This time he does find a man at the 35. Throws a bullet across the way, and I believe that's Hartnett on the catch.
Hartnett,
36, yeah. Third and a yard.
Yeah, picks up 14. Nice route there. Now third and one.
Now to the far hash on third and a yard. Trips to the left, one to the right. Mercer Robinson in the backfield alongside the 6'1 junior quarterback, Tyler Smith. He takes, looks to throw. Throws it high to the right side. Jump ball and caught. Oh, nice catch by Hartnett inside the Greenwich 40. They'll mark him at the 35.
Charlie Dixon on the coverage there was beat. Did a nice job to actually catch up to Hartnett. But Hartnett does a fantastic job just high-pointing the football, going up and taking it right away from Dixon.
Fresh set of downs for the Jesuits at the Greenwich 35 in a 27-7 Greenwich lead. Here's Mercer Robinson on the right side. Makes the turn, gets to the 30 and to the 29. All of a sudden, the Jesuits got a little something going on, a gain of 6.
And I like the play call on third and one to take a deep shot. And now I like it even more that they're going with a little bit of tempo here, not allowing the Cardinals to sub.
Second and 4. 10:36 remaining, third quarter in the state championship game. Trips to the left, one to the wide right. On second down, right back to the ground with Mercer Robinson, who got a yard, and that's about it. It goes to the 28. And out of the pile comes Jake Kiernan. He will trot off.
And Peter Van Vlaak is going to check in. A little bit more beef up front at the defensive tackle spot on a third and short here for Fairfield Prep.
Call it third and 3 as they mark it at the Greenwich 28 with 10 minutes remaining in the third. Between the hashes, Smith waits, and he takes. Gives it back to Mercer Robinson. With a little cut, he's taken down. Only about a gain of 2. He needed more than that.
Bumbalakis and Trimmer in on the tackle.
They'll mark him at the 26 for 4th and a yard. And, boy, the way they're moving, are they going to go jumbo up front and bring a little extra beef out? I think they might.
And just no doubt you have to go for it here on 4th down.
4th and a yard. 9:25 remaining in the third. Adam and I from under center. It's Smith, and you know what? I don't know that he got it.
It's a good spot by the official.
It is a good spot. You're right.
It's going to be close, but I think they're going to give him the first down.
Yeah, I think you're right in the end. They have not indicated anything yet. Oh, now they're moving the sticks. It's first down.
So they pick up the first down, a little quarterback sneak under center. Smith does a nice job getting low. Good push up front by his offensive line.
So they bring the four receivers set back out, two to each side. Now Wyszczyski in the backfield. Woosh waiting. He's going to take it. Tries the right side. Takes it all the way wide right. Makes the turn, a flag down. He's down to the 10, and he's knocked down near the 3. But where the flag is, I wouldn't like that if you're a Fairfield Prep fan. And that's the case.
So they're going to get a hold on the best run play of the day for Fairfield Prep. Wally Wyszczyski takes it off the right side. They pull two offensive linemen. Get them out on the edge. But a hold is going to bring this back.
Back to the 33 it goes. So now you're talking first and 18.
It'll be first down and 18.
Smith in the backfield waits, takes, he drops, looks. Throwing it right. Down the right side, it's incomplete. Overthrows Hartnett.
And they're really just looking to go deep with a lot of these passes. There's not really a ton of route running right now. It's really just, we trust our wide receivers on the outside. We're going to stutter off the line of scrimmage, and we're just going to run deep. And we trust Tyler Smith to put that football right on their chest. Right there, some contact, some hand fighting, but no call.
Second and 18, 27-7 Greenwich, 8:26 remaining, third quarter. With trips to the left, Smith will throw. Smith now has to run. Ducked out of trouble. Now he throws it away to the sideline. He had Jake Kiernan bearing down on him.
And they're just explaining that there's no intentional grounding there, as Smith was able to get out of the pocket on the scramble with Kiernan chasing him, able to get that football away. So now third and 18. You would love to pick up half the yardage here. Get it to third and 8, third and 9. Give yourself a realistic chance at a fourth down conversion.
8:18 to go here in the third. Smith empties the backfield. He's got five wide. He takes. He rolls to his right. Still rolling. Throws high. It's incomplete. Hartnett toward the sideline at the 25, but he well overthrew him.
Griffin Galetta looks like with the pressure. So now fourth and 18. Not much you can do here. Too far for a field goal. You're obviously not going to punt. Throw this football deep. Try to get a pass interference called. If you're the Cardinals, keep everything in front of you.
At the Cardinal 33. Again, five wide. Smith throwing into the end zone, and I don't know who he was throwing it to. At the end, it was intended, as it's incomplete, intended for Prezzano. Ryan Prezzano actually caught up to that ball, but
yeah,
that ball was overthrown.
Yeah, once that football got thrown, I thought there was no chance, but Prezzano was able to run under it, as it had a lot of air under
it. He's a talented three-sport athlete, can play baseball and basketball as well. He's a good athlete.
So they try to go deep into the end zone. I like the call, try to throw it into the end zone. Maybe you come up with a touchdown, maybe a pass interference. Instead, the drive stalls. Fairfield Prep has momentum. But that holding penalty, just an absolute killer.
Ryan Prezzano always will be known for completing a Hail Mary walk-off buzzer beater last March in the state tournament in basketball against NFA. Made him the number one play on SportsCenter, and a first down pass is incomplete on a screen to the left side for Vumbelakis.
They motion Vumbelakis out of the backfield on that jet motion. Try to throw him a little swing pass. Get the receivers out on the left side to block for him, but a little bit low and behind him.
Second and 10 at the Greenwich 33-yard line. 8:01 to go, third quarter here in East Hartford. One receiver out to the left. Twins to the right, although Welgum goes in motion, and they'll go to the ground. Fighting to the 35, and that's about it. And all year you had to check and see. Was it five? Was it six?
Well, the numbers hurt that a little bit with how stylized they are on the jerseys.
It was Vumbelakis. It was six. Third and eight. Yeah, those numbers have tripped us up all year. Now a four-receiver set with two to each side. They'll make it five as Vumbelakis motions out and Wilson to throw, and Wilson zips it incomplete. Short on the near side at the 49, and the Cardinals are going to go three and out. It was intended for Generelli.
Yeah, quick three and out, too. So Prep going to get the football back. Not much time comes off the clock on that drive.
Again, 27-7 as the result of a 20-point explosion in the first quarter off three turnovers.
If you really think about it, that first quarter, all Greenwich. Since then, it's been one touchdown per side. It's been a pretty even football game.
So on fourth and eight, Dixon will punt it. Too deep for the Jesuits. Dixon's got it. Ooh, and a pursuit there and a spiraling punt, but he had someone right in his face. Ball takes a bounce and takes a turn. And in the end, it works out for the Cardinals as it goes to the 19-yard line.
One of the best punts of Charlie Dixon's career. Fairfield Prep brings the punt block. Very aggressive. They get close, but Dixon able to get it away.
We gave you some shout-outs in the first half. Just, you know, all the folks who are reaching out and saying they're listening and saying hello. And we do want to mention our friend Richie Rashika one more time and how he is in need of a kidney. You can go to his Facebook feed and certainly anything you can do to help him out. He's a good man and a good friend I've known for a bunch of years now. And his family, part of the Cardinal football family. His son was a captain and an excellent athlete and an excellent human being. And he and his wife, Nancy, are beautiful people. So let's take care of Big Rich. On first down for the Jesuits. Try the right side here. Turning it off the edge out near the 25. It was Malachi Mercer Robinson for six to the 26-yard line.
Nice job by Mercer Robinson, just being patient, letting his offensive linemen get on their blocks at the second level and sustain. Bobbing and weaving up, picking up 6 yards.
Second and four. Cardinals showing a four-man rush. Two receivers to each side. Mercer Robinson in the backfield alongside Smith. Now motion from the far to near side, and they'll go back to Mercer Robinson. An opening for a moment, but Johnny Nsinga and Castellanos will allow him to get to the 29. Short of the first down, it'll bring up third and a yard.
So a few extra linemen check in. Don't be surprised if you see an I formation under center here again with Tyler Smith. Peter Vumbelakis is going to check in as well. Wyatt Gibson checking out for the Cardinals.
So Peter Vumbelakis wears 73.
Not 75. Yes, he does.
Okay, I just wanted to check on that. Vinny and Nsinga were 75. Here on third and a yard, nothing doing. Trying the ground, and Mercer Robinson's losing yardage. Tried to bounce it left. He's slow getting up.
Yeah, Matt Trimmer, Peter Vumbelakis, Sebastian Parra, they read that perfectly as Mercer Robinson, a little gimpy. He lines up at that fullback position. They just try to go straight fullback dive. And instead, he loses about a half a yard. Now, if you're the Cardinals, you've got to be very disciplined here. It's still fourth and about a yard and a half. Watch the football. Don't jump, especially Fairfield Prep. Wouldn't be surprised if they try a little hard count here.
Brandon August to punt it, or awaiting the punt, and this punt does get away. Barely off a bad snap as it turns and bounces at the 46 in Greenwich territory. They'll have excellent field position.
Looked like Ian Kim, number 34, had a chance to block that punt. The snap was low. It bounced twice to the punter.
Yeah, Emmett Derby was running a little bit for his life.
But Derby able to pick up that football and get it away. The punt not great, but he's lucky just to get the football away. Opportunity missed for the Cardinals to block that kick.
So is that what you would call putting a hat on Derby?
All right, I'm just going to be over here in the corner.
That's what I thought. First down for the Cardinals. They'll start their own 46. Bouncing it up the middle, and boy, there was a big hole there, but it closes for 8 yards into Prep territory as Vumbelakis gets down to the 46.
And that counterplay has worked very well where they pull two offensive linemen from the back side of the play running to the right. Those offensive linemen pull from the left side. Bumbalakis just follows them up the hole. Nice gain on first down.
Tanner Langison on the stop for the Jesuits. Second down and two. A shotgun snap taken back to Bumbalakis. He tries the left side and can't get it. He'll get to the 45. Oh, they'll give him the 44, and you know what? They're giving him a first down. They gave him a better spot than I expected with forward progress.
Yeah, this time they go inside zone up front, bring Dom DeLuca across the field to block the defensive end. Just enough for Vumbalakis to pick up the first down.
Both teams, by the way, are 500 in their previous CIAC championship game appearances.
I think the Cardinals are an incredible 8-8.
Yes, they are. Shotgun snap again. Here is Vumbalakis, and he carried a tackler with him back to the line of scrimmage. It's a pretty impressive run, but Mason Fry went for a ride.
But nice job by Fry to hang on. No gain on first down.
And that is indeed 45.
I thought you might see Jack Wilson actually keep that football on that zone read as Fry was just all eyes on Vumbalakis. If Wilson keeps that football, he's got a nice lane to the outside.
3:54 remaining third quarter, 27-7. Here's Vumbalakis again. And tough sledding, a yard to the 43.
But you can also see this Cardinal offense very deliberate right now, taking their time, running the football, milking the clock a bit. We're nearly under 3.5 minutes, a quick-moving third quarter. They're happy to really pick up 3-4 yards at a time, pick up third down here, third down there. Now you're looking at 3rd and 9. Would be great to convert. You could probably get the quarter over if you convert a third down here.
Fairfield Prep was 3-1 in their first 4 championship appearances. Big rush coming on 3rd and 9. Back to throw. Wilson left, and he completes it to Dixon, but right near a first down at the 35 in Prep territory. He'll be a yard short.
Look like Patton Royal on the coverage, number 12.
And the Cardinal offense right now staying on the field on 4th and 1 yard. And when you've been that good in jumbo yardage, in jumbo package situations, yeah, in short yardage, why not go for it?
And there's a discussion going on right now with Coach Morello on the sideline. Konigsberg, Griffin Galetta, those are the two guys that check in when it's jumbo, but time ticking away on the play clock. They've got under 10 seconds to snap it. I would think Coach Morello is going to take a timeout here.
Down to 4, and here it is. He is on the field already, and he's already waving the finger saying, boys, come to the sideline.
You can easily tell Coach Morello on the sideline because he's got no sleeves on.
That's right. He's the crazy man down
there. Listen, that's an offensive lineman for
that's
you,
true.
Though.
Fairfield Prep first appeared in the championship. They lost 13-6 to East Hartford in 1976. A year later, they beat Xavier 22-6. Then 1982 and 1988, as we said at the top of the broadcast, they faced the Cardinals both times. Greenwich lost to Fairfield Prep 18-6 in 82, and in 88, Prep won 7-0. But then they went a long time. 2013 was the next appearance, a game that I was initially supposed to do on HAN radio at that time. But that game got moved so many times between Southington and Prep, and I think ultimately a game that was supposed to be at Central Connecticut wound up like a week later being played at West Haven, and Southington won 52-34. We'll finish off their history lesson after 4th and 1 yard. Cardinals ready. They'll hand it off, and they'll push with a big shove. I would think forward progress gets a first down.
And that's just Jack Konigsberg, a little fullback belly. That dive right up the middle, it's going to be a first down. How about this? 48-0, Joel Barlow over Valley Regional Old Lyme. 48-0 in a state title game.
So many things going on all at once.
I know, right?
Ball on the far hash and a first down at the Jesuit 33. Here is Vumbalakis fighting off that left side. I thought he was going to lose yard. I think they're going to put him back at the line of scrimmage now. 2nd and 10, down to 2.5 remaining in the third. The Jesuits were in the state championship game last year, 42-7, final score in that one. But Darien beat the Jesuits. So they are 3-3 in 6 appearances. The Cardinals would take a little longer to analyze. 2nd and 10. Konigsberg, left side, breaks a tackle, pushes forward, gets across the 30 down near the 26, bringing up what will be a third and three as we get toward the end of the third quarter with 1:50 remaining in it.
Jack Richter in on the past two tackles for Fairfield Prep.
John Holt just tweeted a picture of us, by the way.
Really?
He did. There you go. Look at the boys.
Looking pretty good. Next time we'll have to have him take an upward angle to get a better look at us.
3rd and 3. I kind of like that. It's a nice picture. 3rd and 3. 27-7 Greenwich, 1:24 remaining. Shotgun snap, play action, throw left, that's complete. It's Welcome to the left side as he fights outside the numbers to the prep 9. It'll be 1st and goal. Love the play call there with a little fake. You think on 3rd and 3 you might run it, but no, a little play action and boom, quick pass.
Well, Wilson and this Cardinal offense lulled the defense to sleep a little bit with all this running on this drive right there, a little play action. Welcome right where he needs to be. Breaks a tackle. 1st and goal for the Cardinals.
1st and goal at the 9. Here's Konigsberg fighting for nothing. 2nd and goal. He right back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. By the way, I like the little camera bay to your right with the
that's
garage
pretty cool.
Door open.
I like that.
He's looking chilly over there, though. We're nice and toasty in our booth.
We're a little spoiled right now.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Hey, look, we've been spoiled between Cardinal Stadium and this. It's been a special year.
Yeah. We've also had our fair share of games out in the bleachers with the natives.
We could write a book about that. 2nd and goal at the 9. Empty backfield now. As Wilson looks to throw, throws left, and it's incomplete. Threw it behind Konigsberg and almost up into the stands. In fact, the security guard gets the ball and gives it back to Konigsberg for 3rd and goal.
All-out pressure by Fairfield Prep. Just too many bodies for the offensive line to block, and Wilson's just got to get rid of that football. Now on 3rd and goal from the 9. I think you have to target James Welgum in the slot.
18 seconds remaining, 3rd quarter. 27-7 Greenwich. Clock stopped. 2 receivers make it 3 to the right. Welgum in motion. Here's Wilson throwing it up into the end zone. Dixon trying to high point it. He's got it, but incomplete, out of bounds. It was still a great catch. Good coverage, but incomplete. And Andrew Craw letting them know it's incomplete. He was part of that coverage package.
I'll tell you what, though. Just a fantastic throw by Jack Wilson to the back corner of the end zone. And a great catch by Charlie Dixon. But just a little too far out of bounds. They're going to have to kick the field goal here.
I thought they might go for it because at worst you pin the Jesuits deep, but they're going to go for what will be a 26-yard field goal try from the far left hash.
I do like the play design. Dixon was that inside slot receiver. They bring Welgum and Generelli on those double slants and have him bend around for a back corner fade.
Snap good, spot, kick, but a flag. No kick. Red ball. Delay a game. Oh, and a delay a game. Penalty number 5 against the Cardinals.
And that's big. Going to back them up 5 yards. There's really not a ton of wind right now. But you can see the flag slightly moving.
So
I'd have to think it's against the Cardinals right now.
This would become a 31-yard field goal. Yeah, wind's swirling as I watch the flags. There's the snap, spot, kick. Plenty of distance. It goes through. It's good.
And Sergio Boone, a clutch field goal. He hasn't had a ton of attempts on the year, but right there, no problem for the place kicker and a 30-7 lead for the Cardinals.
You get the extra points, and you feel pretty good about yourself. Turning to the 4th quarter, 5 seconds remaining in it. The Cardinals are 8-8 in their 16 appearances. Their first one only came in 1981, but they made 3 straight, 81, 82, and 83, started out 2-1, beat Trumbull in 81, lost to Prep in 82, beat Notre Dame of West Haven in 83. Next up was 1988. They lost to Fairfield Prep. 1990, they beat Danbury, beat Bulkley in 1991, lost to New Britain in 1992, and then a game that I could have done sideline for My first go-round, 1999, John Connolly called it. Sean Kilkelly, I believe, was on that broadcast as well. 47-27, Greenwich beats Southington. And that turns to the 21st century. And that rough stretch of four state championship losses in a row. We'll talk about that. But first, a kickoff with 5 seconds remaining here in the third. Boone ready. He makes the approach and puts it in the air. But it's a line drive, takes a bounce, goes to the sideline, and Prezzano elects to let it go out of bounds.
A nice job by Prezzano. Lets it bounce a few times. Instead of picking it up, lets it go out of bounds. So it's going to be a kickoff out of bounds penalty against the Cardinals. And Fairfield Prep will get good field position.
So still one play remaining. 2000, Cardinals go to the state championship. They lose to Dan Orlovsky and Shelton 22-8. The following year, they lose to New Britain 26-9. Then that loss to West Haven 20-13 at Kennedy Stadium in Bridgeport. And in 2004, they lose 39-34. Tony Morello played in that game. And boy, did he tell us that score on the field tonight.
He remembers it.
To New Britain. First down pass comes out to Prezzano at the 40. Makes the turn. Gets pushed out of bounds near the Fairfield Prep 47-yard line. Dixon and Nsinga on the stop. And the third quarter in the books. Greenwich, you're 12 minutes away from a state championship. And you have a 30-7 lead as the four fingers go up to start the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to the CIAC Class LL State Championship on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with more of the December sounds of Frank Sinatra. And the legend continues. Well, this week we'll celebrate the anniversary of Mr. Sinatra's birth, December the 12th, 1915. And we'll hear from friends and family alike. And as always, the music from Francis Albert. This week's Sounds of Sinatra, my name is Sid Mark, and you're invited.
1 a.m. Saturdays and 5 p.m. Sundays on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Start of the fourth quarter at Pratt & Whitney Stadium at Rentschler Field in East Hartford. Rob Adams, Chris Irway, Sean Saylor, Sean Kilkelly, and a first down pass goes out to the left side for the Jesuits. I believe Prezzano again as he begins to play a bigger role here, and he gets into Greenwich territory at the 41.
Colonel's a little bit more conservative in the secondary here, giving a little bit more room to these Fairfield Prep receivers, and Tyler Smith taking advantage of it. 7-yard hitch route by Prezzano, picks up a first down.
So now at the Greenwich 40, Cardinals rushing four, two receivers to each side. Smith waits, he takes, drops back, looks to his left, throws left, and it's almost intercepted. It is intercepted. It's Dixon again. Turnover number five for the Jesuits.
And Tyler Smith just doesn't see Charlie Dixon. They've got bracketed coverage with Sebastian Parra up front. And Charlie Dixon behind him, and Smith just doesn't read it. And Dixon having the game of his life.
Boy, he sure is. What a night for Charlie Dixon. Chris tried to get me to do the Cotton Eye Joe as we walked into the stadium. It didn't work then, and it will not work now.
Well, again, I don't want you to break a hip or anything.
No, nor do I. I have to drive us home.
I don't want to carry you out here.
From right to left go the Cardinals on first down. They'll put it on the ground. Nothing fancy with Vumvalakis to the 31.
And I'm not sure you'll see anything fancy from the Cardinals for the rest of this quarter, especially anything that could put a score in danger where you could make a big mistake. I think they'll play pretty conservative, try to run this clock out.
We have a Max Barefoot sighting commenting on our post.
Wow.
I know,
Max,
right?
Barefoot sighting. I mean, that's big time.
Love Max. Ball in the far hash on second and eight. At the Greenwich 31 with 11-12 remaining and a play fake. Here's Welgum making the catch short of the first down. He's gang tackled, including by DiMizio at the 37, but the Cardinals have to get to the 39 for a first down. They'll bring up third and two.
Certainly makes it a lot easier. Nice catch by Welgum there on the quick play fake by Jack Wilson.
Former Cardinal assistant coach T.J. Ostrouska checking in as well. Third and two, 30-7, Big Red. Two receivers right, one left. Wilson takes, gives. A little fight out to the left side. First down and more, and now a race begins to the left sideline. And Fumbalakis is pulling away. Good night, Greenwich. Touchdown. 61 yards, and it feels like you can start warming up the buses.
In what might be the back-breaking play for Fairfield Prep, they go all-out pressure up front, bring the linebackers in the A and B gaps. George Vumbalakis takes the handoff, makes a nice cut to the outside, finds the lane where there's no defenders, and then turns on the afterburners and beats the last defender in what could be the state-clinching score.
Extra point coming up. Boone off the Cowie snap. The Grillo hold. It is good. And Greenwich has a 37-7 lead with 10:26 remaining. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 AM and WGCH.com.
They are role models and educators. Their work requires a great deal of time and energy for very little pay. Who are these unsung heroes?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
The simple truth about education-based athletics in Connecticut is this. Without a committed team of coaches and administrators, it just wouldn't be possible. School sports, they bring out the best in all of us. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Boy, that felt like the exclamation point.
And now a 30-point lead, just 10 minutes to go in this football game. Going to be extremely tough for Fairfield Prep to come back in this one. And really, you have to look to the first quarter. 20 points off three turnovers for the Greenwich Cardinals. And that's the difference in this football game.
Here's the kickoff by Boone. Sends a low line drive, takes a bounce. It gets bobbled. Woosh will go back and pick it up at the one. Starts forward along the near hash. He's in trouble and will get taken down at the 12. He had to really struggle to get to the 12. And
Max
flagged down at the end of the play.
And we'll see what that's for. Max Merrick on the tackle for the Cardinals.
That has a feeling of a little bit of some kind of habeas gravis.
Oh, man, I thought we might hit the under. But
I had to give you a one before the end of the night.
We got the half of a habeas gravis, and we hit the over.
On a night in which Army beat Navy, and we were watching the end of that game up here.
So a dead ball personal foul against Fairfield Prep, and you have to think just a little bit of frustration and a 30-point deficit right now in the state championship here in Class LL.
That is the fourth penalty against the Jesuits.
And that backs them up inside their own 10. Ball at the 7-yard line.
Smith and the offense. First down at their own 7. Pass out to the right. A catch made, and that's McCormick. Fights to get out to the 31. 25 yards and a first down. And brought down by Wyatt Gibson.
Nice job by McCormick after catching that pass. Cuts it back to the inside. Breaks a tackle. Picks up a big gain. Gets Fairfield Prep out of a hole back in their own zone.
The Cardinals have won 3 of the last 4 state championship appearances that they've made, and they're on their way to 4 out of 5. Hand off, Mercer Robinson, spin around, get to the 39. Big run, a lot of running for what will be, looks like 9 yards, second and one. They beat Southington 28-7 in 2006, Shelton in 28-14 the following year. Then they lost to Darien in 2017. That was the 31-22 game. We've called it the Jack Joyce game. Second and a yard. A shotgun snap. They'll go to the ground. Bouncing around is Mercer Robinson. He'll fight across for a first down to the Greenwich 42. That 9-point loss for a team that felt like it was right on the verge of doing something really special, and oh boy, did they in the next year.
They sure did.
Because that 2018 team that beat New Canaan 34-0 in the final, that's the best Cardinal team I've seen.
I'd have to agree with you.
This one's mighty, mighty good, to be fair. First down at the Greenwich at the Prep 42. Clock down to 8:47 remaining. 37-7 Greenwich. Cardinals rushing four. Trips to the right, one to the left. Smith taking. He steps to his right and he throws and essentially throws it away. I mean, he just more or less spikes it. Matthew Trimmer was the only one nearby.
Dominic DeLuca looking for an intentional grounding flag. Just nothing doing as DeLuca put the pressure on Smith.
So the Cardinals 8-8 and on the verge of 9-8 in 17 state championship appearances. And congratulations to Ansonia. They only won their 21st today. Second and 10, back to throw, into the flat on a screen, and it's complete to the...
Complete. Number 22,
it was intended for Woosh.
You have to think...
And a gain of a yard.
And you have to feel for Bloomfield. 28-21 loss to Ansonia. It's the seventh time they've met. Bloomfield's got to be thinking, God, can we play anyone but Ansonia in the finals?
Third and 9 from the 43 with 8:27 remaining in this one. Trips to the right, one to the left. Smith high and over the middle, and that's caught inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. Right up the middle going to McCormick.
Oh, and Miles Moore had a chance for an interception. Looks like it just went right through his hands. Kind of slapped his helmet afterwards. Missed opportunity. But a fantastic catch by McCormick. Two big catches on this drive already.
Ball now at the 37-yard line. Two to each side. It'll be Mercer Robinson fighting, but Andre Castellanos is all over him at the 35 with under 8 to go in a 30-point Greenwich lead. Second and 8.
Mercer Robinson checks out of the game.
Remember, don't underestimate this Fairfield Prep team. Take nothing away from the Jesuits. I'll finish the point after 2nd and 8. At the Greenwich 35, Smith looking. Smith goes to his right. That is complete. Making the turn out of that play was Malloy, and he's taken down at the 23. It'll be a first down. They'll mark him back at the 24.
Tackled there by Nick Aravides. Hey, listen, you think about this. This is a team that beat Staples.
And a team that was 1-3 to start the year.
To start the year, so...
That's a really great job. First down, looking to throw, throwing left. Smith completes it. It's Prezzano to the outside. Dixon holding on to him, initially had him in bounds.
And still do. They stopped his forward momentum, so they're going to run that clock.
Down to the 13-yard line with 6:49 remaining.
Cardinals happy to... keep these passes in front of them. Let the clock continue to run.
The Jesuits lost to Bellin Prep 15-14 on opening night. Trying the left side, Mercer Robinson. He's got a hole. Turns it inside into the end zone. Touchdown, Prep.
Touchdown,
fantastic job by Mercer Robinson. And credit this offensive line of Fairfield Prep. Nice job up front. Creating an open lane off the left tackle for Mercer Robinson, who does the rest by himself. Charlie Dixon with the tackle, but too little, too late.
For those of us who care about such spellings, it's M-E-R-C-E-R, as opposed to M-U-R-C-E-R of Bobby Mercer. That for Sean Saylor and I.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners were thinking that as well.
Hey, you know, you got to clear these things up. A timeout on the field. .635 remaining, and the Jesuits wanting to talk it over. Our post game coming up, it will be a little bit longer than it has been all year. This field that you can see where the words Connecticut and Huskies and the paint is fading in each of the end zones. Obviously, season over for UConn here. But what a great place this is to finally come and visit and do a game at. All right, now the Jesuits will go for two with a receiver out to the right. Cardinals heavy up front. They'll go to the ground. It's Mercer Robinson who runs into people, falls in. He's got the conversion.
A nice second and third effort by Mercer Robinson. Even with the score the way it is, not giving up, gets that two-point conversion. And now a 37-15 game with 6 minutes and 35 seconds remaining. And now if you're the Cardinals, you have to be aware, onside kick is coming. Get your hands team ready.
Well said. Chris is breaking out his moves here in the booth. Keep that.
Why not?
Why not?
I'm surprised Sean Saylor's not bouncing around up there.
He was.
Above
you
us.
Didn't see him before?
Oh, man. No, I missed that.
Yeah, you gotta be ready for this.
This
stuff.
Trip up to East Hartford was for nothing then. If I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think it would be. By the way, you want some urban dried mustard crusted roast beef, demi-glazed gravy, bourbon, beef stock, roasted mushrooms, butter, sauteed leeks, brown sugar candy. I'm looking on Facebook for folks who can't see this.
Now that looks fantastic. I'd love some.
You'd like some of that? I'll take the roast beef. Here's the kick. And it is an onside kick, and there is a Cardinal right on top of it. And now the Jesuits say they've got it. They do.
And it was Matthew Trimmer who tried to jump on that football right away. Bounces off his hands, and the Jesuits recover. And so they're going to get the football near midfield.
Now, the clock is very much against the Jesuits at 37-15 with 6:35 to go.
And now the Cardinal defense that just was on the field for a decent amount of time has to come right back out. Thought they were getting a break. Not so much.
First down. Back to throw. Smith finds a man. Turns it upfield inside the 40 to the 38 as he completes to Malloy.
Smith's pass is complete. Finn Malloy.
And for Finn Malloy, a first down. As the Jesuits keep the drive going with 6:19 to go. Cardinals have four back defensively, ready to go. Mercer Robinson to the left side and taken down. He'll get a couple to spin around to the 34, so give him four, second and six.
Nice job by Johnny Nsinga fighting off the block of offensive tackle Matthew Kelly for Fairfield Prep to take down Mercer Robinson. A little surprised Prep is running the football here and not really going very fast.
Second and six. At the 34. Four receivers set, two to each side. Out to the left. This is complete. Going out to Prusano. He's got the catch at the 31 to bring up third and a three. Third and three coming up. And to be clear, this is not running clock. And it's also a 22-point game at this point. 37-15. 5:36 remaining. Like the clock has stopped right now. Trips to the right, one to the left. Mercer Robinson in the backfield. Smith to throw on third down, high and incomplete as that ball was tipped, intended for Malloy. And Malloy with a pat on the back for Johnny Nsinga in coverage.
Nsinga and then Trimmer behind him. So now fourth down and four.
Ryan DeMaria says he would love to see Chris Kalen dance to the Cotton Eye Joe.
Nobody needs to see that.
Put back the old press box together.
You're supposed to set that up. I've been asking for it.
No one responds to me. Fourth and three. Turn his microphone off. Five and a half remaining.
No one responds to you. That's a surprise.
Yeah, well, okay. Leave that joke right there. Trips to the right. Smith throws. Incomplete. And a flag down from behind. So Sebastian Parra started to celebrate, ran off, turned back, stretched his arms out and said, "What do you mean?"
They're going to get a pass interference on Parra. They try to go to the quick slant. Now, from our vantage point, it looks like Parra has good coverage. What we can't see is behind the play. We don't know if he has an arm around the jersey. We just can't see from our angle. So it's going to be an automatic first down for Fairfield Prep.
5:28 remaining. Greenwich 37, Fairfield Prep 15. Fourth quarter, and Tony Morello doesn't like what he sees. He wants a timeout.
He is fired up. on the sideline. He's already passed the numbers.
That is their second timeout. We are really still trying to figure out how to handle postgame, because the first game, they celebrate, and then there's a ceremony.
Yeah.
And basically, that last game that we were here for, we watched the ceremony happen as Notre Dame of West Haven won, and then they shot off the field.
Yeah, there was a quick exit from the field. A little bit different, this being the last game.
That's right. But we were told that, you know, the press box is staying open for a while. People have to file stories after this is over.
Yeah.
So, if Pete Paguaga's here, he doesn't have to ask for permission to stay a little late like he did on Sunday. All right, first down for the Jesuits. They have the ball at the Greenwich 16. Clock down to 5:28. Trips to the left, one near side, wide side right. They'll go to the ground. It's Mercer Robinson, makes the turn. Had the opening for a moment. I think Castellanos got him near the 13. That will be a gain of three, second and seven. And the PA said third and seven. I don't think it is. I think it's second and seven. Scoreboard saying it, and so is the sideline marker. All right. Here's a quick pass out to the right side, complete. Making a turn is Hartnett. He's down near the four, and third down or whatever, doesn't matter. It'll be first and goal. They'll mark him at the five.
And they'll wind that clock under 5 minutes. Again, Fairfield Prep needs three touchdowns.
Shotgun snap on first down, and Wally Woosh getting taken down from behind. He was snagged.
Looks like Matt Tremmer, yep.
It's a gain of one, maybe a yard and a half. Second and goal near the three. 37-15 Greenwich and 4:28 remaining until the celebration. Twins stacked to each side. Smith takes, looking left, throwing left, timing, jumping, and incomplete. Little hand fighting down there with Wyatt Gibson. And it was intended for Malloy.
They try to go to that little fade route to Malloy on the far side of the field. Gibson, good coverage.
For the Cardinals, they kind of feel like, get out of this, and you can start, you know, having a nice little sustained drive to wrap it up. Third and goal near the three. 4:16 remaining. Heavy rush coming for the Cardinals. It's Mercer Robinson for a half yard.
He's taken down by Johnny Nsinga on the blitz off the edge. Fantastic job closing down to Mercer Robinson.
And now I think Keith Hellstern wants a timeout to talk it over, although there is a Cardinal slow getting up. But it is a timeout taken by Prep with 4:07 remaining. We thank our sponsors for being with us all year, Greenwich Tile and Marble, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. And I will tell you, in full disclosure, I was talking with someone from the WGCH family today, cough, cough, Bob Small, and we were both saying how much we'd really like to put together a package of some winter sports and get those back on the air as well, because we have a long history of covering those teams and we'd like to do it. So there is my plea to all of you, since I am no salesman, but let's make it happen.
54-0 Joel Barlow in that Class S title game. Unbelievable score there.
Fourth and goal from the two. Oh, and Tony Morello wants a timeout now.
So still a bit of chess going on back and forth. They used their last timeout. Morello did not like the defensive alignment there. Wants to make sure they get it right.
I could see Ryan DeMaria, who, of course, we used to do our old radio show with.
Yes.
He just texted all of us and said he loves the name Johnny Nsinga. And he would love Johnny Nsinga as a player, because Johnny's got that motion and that motor that Orion DeMaria, you know, a football fan,
yeah,
loves a player like John Nsinga.
Yeah. And just the, you know, one of the emotional leaders on this team. Him and Matthew Tremmer, Sebastian Parr, the linebackers, have been unbelievable this year.
A gorgeous moon, by the way, has appeared. If it's been up there all night, I haven't seen it, but a little high and off to our right because the moon tends to be high in the sky.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah, I figured. I might see myself out after that. All right, fourth and goal at the two. Smith takes with four receivers, throws left. That is catchable and incomplete. A lot of fighting with Gibson and Prezzano, but it's incomplete. Greenwich will take over on downs, and they're 4-0-1 away from the state championship, up 22.
A last-gasp effort by Fairfield Prep. Falls a little bit short. Prezzano matched up one-on-one with Gibson. Football thrown a little bit far away from where Prezzano ended up. Just unable to come down with it. So the Cardinals take over, but the ball dangerously close to their own end zone at the 2-yard line.
And the offense coming out. Still the starting offense. They'll go jumbo up front. And they'll hand it off on first down. It's Konigsberg to push to the 5.
So they go to that jumbo set with Konigsberg lined up at that fullback spot. Picks up a few yards, a little bit of breathing room for the Cardinals.
Cardinals out of timeouts and the Jesuits with one remaining.
So not much you can do if you're Fairfield Prep as Greenwich will huddle up. Wilson comes in from the sideline to deliver the play call.
Very old school. Running over and getting the play.
A little bit Rich Albanizio there.
Yeah, very much. And, of course, that was Tony Morello's coach. 3:18 remaining from under center. Right back to it. Bouncing to the left side, to the 5.
Certainly reminiscent of when I played. We did the same thing, ran the same offense. Quarterback would go to the sideline every single play.
Konigsberg on the carry.
Cardinals just happy to run clock here. Think if they run the ball here on third down, you'll see Fairfield Prep take that timeout. Try to get the football back.
Dave Fierro walking the sideline tonight, so he will have a story up on his Greenwich Sports beat. 2:42 remaining. And championship number 9 just about in the books. 3rd and 8. It was Dixon who started in motion, and the handoff went to Konigsberg. He fought to get to the 7.
So they do take that timeout, Coach Keith Hellstern. That final timeout for Fairfield Prep. And you know that they'll send that punt block team in, as Charlie Dixon's going to have to punt this football away from his own end zone.
2:14 to go. So they have put 5 seconds back on the clock. 2:19 remaining. A Hail Fairfield banner across the way with that loyal fan base. And they have great fans. I very much enjoy being around Fairfield Prep. They've been good to me. So it's a pleasure to call a game for both these teams.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to win.
That's true. Any time that I've been part of a Fairfield Prep broadcast, it's been just fantastic and super professional.
Dixon stands 6 yards deep in his own end zone. And the punt coming with 2:19 to go. High snap. Runs to his right. Might be willing to take a safety. And I think he is. And down he goes. So the Jesuits will get 2 free points off a safety at 37-17 now.
So instead of punting the football away and potentially giving good field position to Fairfield Prep, the Cardinals will instead give up the 2 points and be able to kick this football off. Granted, not from its normal position.
Right. So 2:10 to go.
Did you think we'd see a safety in this game?
No, I did not have that on my bingo
after
card.
After a pick six?
Yeah. Nope.
And five turnovers?
I didn't. You know what? I didn't know what to think about this game. Ultimately, this result, I can't say I'm entirely surprised because how well the Cardinals played down the stretch. But the way that Fairfield Prep played the balance of their season, I thought this would be a tighter ball game.
The Cardinals have just started off fast in each of their playoff
which
games.
Which they hadn't earlier in the year.
And they had not earlier in the year, and they've really changed that around.
Right. So Boone comes out. He tees it up at his 20. And the kick will go in the air. The approach, and here it is. End over end, whoosh, back at his own 32. Makes a turn at the 45, and his run down. I think that's, is that 22, Chris, who runs him all the way back to the 31?
Yeah, that's George Weixner. The 5'11", 180-pound defensive back. Nice tackle on the kickoff.
Sure. 2 minutes remaining, and Matt Trimmer waving his arms, saying, let's start celebrating. And this Fairfield Prep offense coming out, trailing now 37-17.
And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the final score is, as long as you win.
That's it.
So it doesn't matter if they score here. The Cardinals know this game is all but wrapped up.
Two receivers to each side. Smith takes back to throw, looking left, throws left. It's incomplete. Trying to find Malloy out near midfield.
Miles Moore on the coverage.
I had even wondered if on this last drive, when the Cardinals had the ball, would, say, Rocco Grillo run the offense? Would the Cardinals start shifting up a little bit? But not the case.
Not the case. I think they're giving every last second to these seniors.
And that roar you hear are the Greenwich fans. Second and 10 for Prep at their 44. Smith in trouble, runs to his left. Still running, tucks it. And Johnny Nsinga just makes sure he gets out of bounds near the 47.
Dare
good
I
job
say,
of pulling up by him.
Dare I say we even hear some cowbell from these Greenwich Cardinal fans.
It was safe to say you needed more cowbell.
Yep.
By the way, I doubt I'll watch it. Far be it from me because I'm not a big Saturday Night Live fan. But when you got Steve Martin and Martin Short hosting tonight, that's a good night.
Got to make sure to be home for it.
That might not happen. Third and six. 1:50 to go. Smith rolling out. Still rolling. Fires. Intercepted! To the 40, Matt Trimmer, left sideline. Still on his feet. He's thrown down at the 21. You needed an exclamation point. There it is. Good night.
Matt Trimmer, you're not going to find a more selfless football player. The number 8, Matt Trimmer, the senior captain. Talk about emotional leaders. That's your guy right there. What a way to cap off the season. Finishing with a pick six, another turnover for Fairfield Prep, and a couple of knees, and it'll be all over. And it will be a Cardinal victory.
And they will go into the victory formation, 1:37 to go. Wilson takes a knee. Championship number 9 is on the way. And Dixon just walking around with his hands up on his helmet as if to say, is this really happening?
Just an unbelievable feeling. And guess who gets the Gatorade bath? Coach Anthony Morello. Just exuberance on the sideline, and whoever had blue Gatorade as the winning color wins the prize.
And the first Greenwich Townie to run to guide the Cardinals to a state championship as a head coach.
When have you ever seen a coach get the Gatorade bath, turn around, and literally just exclaim and flex and hug his team like that? Just unbelievable emotion on the sideline.
As the second of the kneel downs are taken. I remember John Marinelli got hit in 2018. He was like dancing in shock on the sideline.
You can't be shocked with a Gatorade bath.
36 seconds remaining. One more knee. There it is. And Jack Wilson comes out, jumps up and down. It's been 4 years, and championship number 9 has come to Greenwich. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions.
In what is just an absolute complete game for the Greenwich Cardinals when they needed it most, offensively, defensively, special teams, they got it done in every facet of the game. Credit to Coach Morello and this coaching staff. And you know what? They're celebrating, but Coach Morello's telling them, get in line, line up, good sportsmanship. We can celebrate after. But one heck of a season for the Cardinals. That early one-point loss to Southington and the one-point loss to Staples. But the run they had this playoff season, second to none.
They have done it. Final score from the Rent, Greenwich 37 and Fairfield Prep 17. And the line going on, handshakes, hugs, respect. There was a lot of conversation before this game because of last year,
yeah,
that this would be, for lack of a more graceful term, a fist fight. It was never like that tonight.
No, but certainly you have to feel for Jack Wilson, and you just have to feel so great for him to come back his senior year after getting knocked out in that football game, a concussion that lingered for a couple months, him working his way back through physical therapy, weightlifting, everything to get back to this football team and then lead the Cardinals to a state title. You have to feel just fantastic for number 14.
And really feel great for these Cardinals who, you know, there had been questions from time to time. You and I talked before the season.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing them against Somers and going, I can't figure this team out when they scrimmaged Somers, New York.
Yeah.
Somers, who also won a state championship. And then it was kind of like, we saw them on opening night at Newtown, and we went, oh, they're pretty good. But it was kind of a bit of a roller coaster ride.
I think this is a year where we've talked about it. Do they have that special player? Do they have that superstar to take them to the next level? Turns out, you certainly have one in Jack Wilson, but you didn't need it because you had so much depth. Two running backs in Jack Konigsberg and George Vumbelakis that ran over, through, around everybody this year. Wide receivers, James Whalegum had an unbelievable season. Charlie Dixon in this game. Talk about the value of a two-way player. Starting wide receiver, starting cornerback. Three interceptions in this football game. You talk about the offensive line, healthy all year long. Tremendous value to this team. And then the front seven.
And what was one of the big knocks on this team? Secondary.
The secondary. They shut me up today, that's for sure.
They picked off Smith a lot.
Can we even count? Five? Four times? Five times?
I have five. Yeah.
Five times, three by Dixon. Trimmer at the end there.
Incredible. A fumble as well. Just a remarkable performance by the Cardinals. And that takes nothing away from Fairfield Prep. Again, they started at 1-3. And there was a time at 1-3 you had no chance of a state championship appearance. They made it all the way here, and they were darn good.
They go on an unbelievable run. Credit to this coaching staff, Keith Hellstern.
We're going to bring in the PA and listen to the ceremony.
The runners up, the Jesuits of Fairfield Prep High School, as they're awarded their medals. Now, with the captains and coach of the Jesuits, please come forward and accept your state runner-up plaque. Congratulations to Fairfield Prep on a well-played game and a wonderful season. Give them all a big round of applause.
Some of the Jesuits applauding as the Cardinals begin to receive their medals. They've got the sign that says Class LL Champions.
Just a fantastic feeling as they get ready to pose for their picture.
While they pose for their picture, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the home of the state champions, 1490 WGCH. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
They've got the plaque, and they are partying down on the field at Pratt Whitney Stadium. They are the state champions.
In a season that certainly had its highs, it had its lows, this team never wavered. I think that's the one thing that Coach Morello said, is each and every week, they were ready to play. And you saw that tonight, the fast start again, 20 points in the first quarter off three Fairfield Prep turnovers. And at that point, Fairfield Prep battled, but it was just too little too late. The Cardinals, very balanced on offense. The defense was all over Tyler Smith all game. Not much in the running game for Fairfield Prep. And the Cardinals well-deserved of this Class LL state title. And the question becomes, are they number one in the state?
I think they are, without a doubt in my mind.
I would have to agree. The routes that they had against Hamden and Glastonbury, and a dominant performance here against Fairfield Prep, I don't see how you could not put this team as number one in the state.
So what we've decided to do, because this isn't Boyle Stadium. Boyle Stadium, we could wiggle our way out of the booth, down onto the field, do a whole postgame. The thing is, this is a long walk to get down there. So we have decided, instead of holding up the broadcast as the players are now making their way over to celebrate with their fans and family, we figure we're going to walk to the field and see if we can get some sound that we can play on doubleheader on Monday.
I think that's a good choice.
So we'll see if we can do that. If not, maybe we can get a guest on the show on Monday. But I think the best call right now is to begin to wrap up what's been one of the most enjoyable seasons I've been a part of.
It's just it really was unbelievable. You look at just the celebration, the elation going on with this Cardinal football team, and just unbelievable credit to this coaching staff and Coach Anthony Morello. Like you said, you know, the first homegrown Greenwich coach to win a state title.
A remarkable performance by the Cardinals this year. And it started right off the bat. 2.5 minutes in, the Cardinals had a 6-0 lead on a Charlie Dixon pick six, and that just got everything going right there. From there, George Vumbelakis, off another turnover, made it 13-0 from 5 yards out. Jack Wilson, a 1-yard touchdown run off another interception, 20-0 after one. Second quarter, Wilson, a touchdown run. Then finally, Prep gets on the board. A Ryan Prezzano touchdown pass from Tyler Smith made it 27-7. Third quarter, Sergio Boone, a 31-yard field goal, made it 30-7. And in the fourth quarter, the Cardinals put it out of reach. A Vumbelakis, 62-yard touchdown run. Malachi Mercer Robinson also had a touchdown run for Prep. And Charlie Dixon was tackled in the end zone, running away from a punt. That was a safety. 37-17, your final score. And the Greenwich Cardinals blissfully enjoying their 9th state championship.
As they pose with the banner in the corner here, celebrating with the fans, parents, alumni. It really is just a fantastic scene.
Yep, it's really quite a sight. Whoever was going to win tonight, you knew it would be a pretty sight. Across the way, Fairfield Prep gathered in a group huddle, and, you know, they're remembering, of course, Jimmy McGrath, and I'm sure that's part of what's kind of on their minds tonight, that they couldn't quite take it all the way home, but it's a pretty special year for the Jesuits.
Yeah, certainly one that they're going to remember. They came up just a little bit short against a team that I think was just destined to run the table.
And they did, and they're running around and enjoying it. Looks like Matt Trimmer's running over to some fans in the stands, and you know, I'll say it again, for anyone who wants to moan about small crowds here at the Rent, I don't care. This was just one of the most fun top-to-bottom state championship experiences I've had in Connecticut.
And they've talked about, you know, fans and spectators not being on the field. So the Cardinals say, all right, we'll just go into the stands. We see some Greenwich Cardinals actually in the stands, hugging parents, hugging friends. Really just unbelievable. And for those interested in the final score of the Class S Championship, Joel Barlow, 61, Valley Regional Old Lyme, 6. So super competitive game there.
Well, congratulations to Joel Barlow on that one, and congratulations to all the champions today, and just a great job by everyone at the CIAC, and our eternal thanks to John Holt for just making us feel like this ever been to cover a championship.
We knocked on wood, right? We came in, and everything just worked out. The stars aligned. We called a great game. It's you know, good to see two just fantastic teams on the field battling, giving it their all. And the Cardinals just did a little bit more to come away with a Class AA state title.
They finish at 11-3, a nearly three-month, in fact, it is a three-month odyssey that started on September 9th. And we've reached the finish line, and the Cardinals come across leading the charge. Do you have a final thought? We can go home.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was a fantastic game all around. If I had to give player of the game, I think it's got to be Charlie Dixon.
I totally agree.
So if I'm giving one, it's Charlie Dixon. Just an unbelievable game offensively and then defensively with the three interceptions and the tone setter with the pick six at the beginning of this football game.
I'm just watching some of the activity down on the field. I saw a security guard running, and I'm going, what was that all about? But no, it doesn't seem to be a big deal.
All for naught.
Yep, all for naught. So this one in the books, and for you and I, another year in the books. For Sean Kilkelly, another year. And for you and I, our craziest year between Brunswick and Greenwich, and then the couple of games I did over in New York, and the GYFL, quite a year.
You got to feel good if you're Greenwich football right now with Brunswick winning the Mike Sillippo Bowl, solidifying themselves as the best prep school in New England. Of course, the Greenwich Cardinals now have won the Class AA state title. So if you think about football in Greenwich, you're in a good spot right now.
No question. Well, I don't know that we have a whole lot more to add. We're going to see if we can take a walk down to the field and get some sound from these happy Cardinals. But Greenwich, you've got a state champion once again. Not long after the soccer team did that very thing, the boys' soccer won just a few weeks back, and Big Red, the Greenwich Cardinals, state champions in Class LL, and I think they're the number one team in the state for sure.
I'd have to agree.
Partner, some 20 games, I think, but heck of a job. Been a great year.
Hopefully we can get some more winter stuff going.
Let's go. Hockey, basketball, wrestling.
That would be nice.
I love that. It's all on the docket, so we'll see you for that pretty soon, and I'll be back around the Brunswick Bruins in a couple of days, as a matter of fact. That will do it on a long season of football. The final score from Pratt & Whitney Stadium at Rentschler Field, the number 2-seeded Greenwich Cardinals, 37, and the number 5-seeded Fairfield Prep Jesuits, 17. The Greenwich Cardinals are your 2022 state champions. For the entire crew, Sean Kilkelly back in the studio, Sean Saylor here in the booth with us. For Chris Irway, I'm Rob Adams saying good night from East Hartford, and thank you one and all for another amazing year of being part of what we do. You've been listening to Greenwich Cardinals football all season, and what a thrill to have it back on the air on 1490 AM and WGCH.com. Greenwich, you're the state champions from East Hartford. Good night, everyone.